Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, you dig? I really, really appreciate it. Like I always do about this time, I reloaded! Oh, shit. Okay, wait a minute, my bad. Let me do it again. I'm reloaded! Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Hold on, look at my background music. Right. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio, thanks everybody for hollering at your boy. Got some new music. I'm actually in the middle of like uploading some new songs as I'm speaking because I had some songs that I was going to play that I'm supposed to be playing. And, so I'm trying to do that at the same time, but, you know, anyway, we'll get into that. Episode 193. This is going to be President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama is the President of the United States, and he's accomplished something that you can't downplay it, okay? And I don't even want to, when I read my synopsis, half of the damn synopsis is me giving the man praise for what he's done, what he's accomplished, all right? Undoubtedly one of the greatest feats in modern history as far as politics go around the world. I'm talking about on a global scale, something that we didn't even think we'd even ever see in our lifetime. I mean, if you would have just had to bet before he even announced his nomination, if you would have bet anybody in the country that we'd have a black president within the next 10 years, within the decade of 2010, if you had somebody in 2000, but we have a president before the year 2012, let alone 2008, You could have cleaned house. If you would have been, I wonder what the Vegas odds was on some shit like that. Astronomical. $10 might would have got you $1 million. Literally. No one ever saw it coming. But tonight we're going to talk about President Barack Obama. Now, I've talked about President Obama numerous times in my show as it pertains to other shows. As it pertains to other episodes, you know what I mean? I've been critical of the job that he's done up to date. All right. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Well, I was messing with some pepper right before I came and started doing the show. I've been critical of him, but at the end of the day, that does not in any way diminish my praise of his accomplishments as becoming president of the United States. I'm critical of, it's one of the situations where you expect more out of someone because you hold them in such high regards. You know what I'm saying? It's where you think that you have such high expectations of a person because of something that they've already accomplished that you make your expectations a lot of times unrealistic. Now, me being the guy that I am, and me being into politics, I'm not into it enough to be a political analyst for CNN, of course. But I'm into it enough to have a grown-up, rational conversation with people. I'm into it enough to just murder any Tea Party motherfucker at will when they want to get on their grandstand. I can eat them motherfuckers up all day. The Glenn Becks and the Rush Limbaughs. I can go toe-to-toe with these guys. And that's what they do. And they get paid for it. I don't even get paid for it. But it's just like, to me, it's like music, history, and sports. Politics. That's another thing that I take an interest in. I love sports. I love music. I love history. And I love politics. All right? That's what I like. Those are things that interest me. In no particular order. Music, of course, being at the top. But depending on what creating music interests me more than actually music news. I don't really give a fuck about these artists and their fucking bullshit lives, that bullshit they go through. I could really care less about that. I care more about creating music and presenting it to the world, of course, by far, because I'm an artist. But music, sports, history, politics, women. Yeah, we can throw them, round them up to the top five, right? Of things that I like to discuss. Things I like to talk about. Debates that I like to have, alright? And of course, you know this show is all about opinions, debates, and blase, blase. You know that, alright? So keep that in mind. I'm pretty well informed. I don't know everything, but I am. But tonight we're going to be talking about President Barack Obama, his presidency, how the country is dealing with it. I want to say coping with it, because some of these motherfuckers is like coping with a fucking national tragedy. Yeah, really? Talk to me about the Bush years. That's a fucking national tragedy, a fucking national disgrace, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, we're gonna get into all of that. We're gonna talk about all that. Episode 193, dedicated to President Barack Obama. But first, we're on MySpace. We're on Facebook. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me. K100 doesn't have a page on Twitter. But I have a page on Twitter, and I am K100. I'm Mr. K100. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizm. BLIZM, at Blizm. Follow me. You can also get updates about the show. I tweet out when the show is going to be coming on and everything. And I talk about other stuff. I tweet out music. I tweet out random shit. So holler at me on Twitter, at Blizm. Alright? We're in iTunes up under the podcast section. There's an official podcast in the iTunes store. Just go to the iTunes homepage. Go up to the top and hit podcast. When you get to the podcast screen, type in the letter K, the number 100. When you see the middle finger raised up high, that's us. Alright. That means you're in the building. Right up under that middle finger, you're going to see the word subscribe. Click that. Totally free. Once again. Totally free. iTunes, if you don't have iTunes on your computer, what the fuck are you doing? Like, there is no better music software. So just download it. I know you got Windows Media and all, but just trust me when I tell you, if you're not the tech person, to just download iTunes and just be done with it, okay? It's a power and it's free. One of the other great free software is one of the greatest free softwares that you can get. Now, of course, there are other things, you know, you need to have an internet connection in order to get to the iTunes store, but download, if you got the internet and you listen to the store, and this is internet radio, then, you know, you're in my world at that point. Download iTunes, it's totally free, and once you do that, they got music, videos, and all that stuff you have to pay for, and some of it's free, but the podcast, some of the podcasts you have to pay for, if it's popular enough, you know, the ESPN podcast with Mike and Mike in the morning, of course you're going to pay for that. Nationally syndicated. But me? Us? K100? No! Don't cost you a penny. So, download iTunes if you don't have it. If you already have it, go to the iTunes store. Need an internet connection for that. You're going to have to register. You're just going to need an email account or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? To register to get into the iTunes store. You're just going to need your email address. And then when you go in, go to the podcast section and then do a search for K100. And you'll see us. I'm telling you that because we no longer are allowed to have available the downloadable MP3 version of the show from the Blog Talk site. So I'm really trying to direct all traffic to iTunes in case you can't catch the show, in case you missed the episode live, all right? And you want to go back and listen to the replay, but you want to take the replay with you on the go, because you don't have time to sit at your computer and listen to it. You can still go to blogtalkradio.com/K-100, okay? And you can still do that and listen to the show, but you can't download it as an MP3 to like to your desktop or to your MP3 player. unless you go to iTunes. I don't know why they stopped it, but they did. And so that I got to tell everybody every episode just in case you miss me. All right? iTunes, MySpace, Facebook, do it now. Also, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, my homie Avenue sent me a banger today. I think I'm going to play that. I think I'm going to play the new Avenue. Hit a Holics, what it do? I think I'm going to play the new Avenue today. I also got another song one of my other homies sent me. Hopefully I can get to that also. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play both of them, but I'm going to run the Avenue joint today. You feel me? Now, yeah, I didn't have a chance to really download that one. So I'm just going to run the Avenue joint today. We're going to play that later on. You feel me? And show the homies some love. You dig? But if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, first thing you got to do is send your music in an MP3 format to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. Alright? Alright? You need to also blast out K100 Internet Radio on your Twitter, your MySpace, or your Facebook. Either one. Just tell me which one to check. I'm going to go check it and make sure you said check out K100 Radio 1, 2, 3 times to your fans and stuff. That's to show love to K100, the same love that K100 is showing to you by exposing you to my fan base and to my listeners. Over 24,000 people have downloaded this from the iTunes store. That's how many downloads I've got. That doesn't count how many people actually call the show or listen on the internet. That's just download numbers. And I do good numbers with the call-ins. And I do good numbers with the internet streams, all right? So a lot of people check out the show. Doing pretty good. For little no promotion, only on Facebook. That's it. I don't really promote on MySpace. It's just there. I promote it on Twitter a little bit. But really mostly Facebook and texting. That's it. So it's pretty good, all right? So we got a pretty wide audience. So if you want to show, you want me to show love and play your music, then you need to call into my show. Say, what's up, listen, what's good? Yo, what's up? I'm MC such and such. I'm DJ such and such. Showing love to the show. What's up? What's popping? Thanks, homie. Appreciate it. Then I sing your music. Oh, I got some of y'all music. But y'all motherfuckers don't follow directions. So that shit just sitting there. And guess what happens? If I don't play it long enough, if it just sits in my music queue long enough, guess what happens? It just dumps out. And guess what happens? I forget you ever since. It's because you didn't follow instructions. It's because you didn't blast out the show. Because if I saw you blast out the show and you called the show, I put it on ASAP. But if you just send it to me in an email, if I even download it, if I download it, a lot of times I just let it sit in the email until I see you shout out K100. All right? When I see you shout out K100, did I play your music? It's just that simple. But I'm not showing, I'm showing you independence, all the love in the world I could possibly show by giving you guys this platform. And all I ask you guys to do is shoot out a tweet about the show, holler at it on Facebook, shout out on Facebook about the show, and I'm going to give you the spin. How hard is that? K100radio@gmail.com, that's where you send it. Send me some good music. If it sounds like shit, I'm not going to run it. All right? It's that simple. So that's the email address, that's the Facebook, the MySpace, and we're on iTunes. Moving right along. Episode 193. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Got people already on the phone lines with their hand raised up. They want to holler at your boy. About who? About my man, President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama. I like the guy. Okay? Let's make no mistake about it. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. And I'm reading right now. I want to say first off that I voted for our current president with the pride and a sense of quote-unquote patriotism that I never felt before until I voted that day. I took my son, my brothers, I gave other people rides. I was geeked. I was happy. I'm still very proud of the accomplishments that this man has achieved. Make no mistake about it. I am not regretful of my vote in any way, shape, or form. I will more than likely do it again in 2012, unless there is an extreme, and I mean it's going to have to be extreme, an extreme shift in policy, and something else happens. All right? Some kind of just crazy, just something crazy. Not getting his dick sucked, because I love getting my dick sucked. Getting some outside pussy is not going to change how I feel about the president. All right? It's going to be something big, big, big. But anyway, while I talked about President Obama often on my show, I have never dedicated a whole show solely to him and his presidency. This is the first show I've ever talked about. All I'm talking about is President Obama. I talk about him when I'm talking about other political topics, but I've never dedicated a whole show to him. Today, President Obama once again made me a little bit uneasy. And he actually irritated me, which he has a tendency to do sometimes, even though I fucks with him. It's my dude. And I'm gonna rock with him to the end. But sometimes he pisses me off. Everybody, I piss people off too, but I'm still me. I'm still the guy. All right? I don't agree with a lot of things that President Obama says or does. We see differently on a lot of issues. But overall, I'm rocking with him. All right? But today, he made me uneasy and he actually irritated me a little bit with his somewhat olive branch type approach that he tends to have. And it always ends up backfiring him. Every time he tries to be the nice guy, which he's a nice guy. You know, people like him. He's cool. He's charismatic. You know what I'm saying? He's smart. Down to earth. I know why people like the guy. I like the dude. I never really physically met him, but I like the guy. You know? That's why he won. People didn't like McCain. Palin was a fucking bimbo. They thought Hillary was a bitch. People liked him. That's why he won. And he had a hell of a fucking campaign. But the point is this. Today he made me a little uneasy. Because he showed the world his birth certificate. And he killed a stupid ass, fucking retarded ass rumor that's only believed by tea parties and crackers. This is that simple. White people on the phone line, if you're not a cracker, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about crackers. There's a difference. Check some of the past episodes and you'll know what I'm talking about. Like many other things, some because they had no choice, and some because it's just the quote-unquote politically correct thing to do, he gave those people who he owes no fucking explanation to a reason to believe that they actually matter. That's what I think him do. See, soon as he did it, I was like, why? Look, there's no way in hell he would ever got elected. He would have never got that far. If they had any real proof, he would have never gotten to be the president. They would have been all on that shit ASAP. That's why you know there was no even real reason to even talk about it. It's just the fact that his daddy was from Africa. It's the fact that his skin was dark. That's the only reason why we even having this motherfucking discussion. Then, now, and forever. So, I know why he did it. He did it because he wanted to shut them the fuck up. And I wanted them to shut the fuck up, but I wanted them to just shut the fuck up. I didn't want him to bow down and make them shut up. You call it showing proof. I call it giving them what the fuck they... I call it giving them a platform to speak. And as soon as he did it, he go Trump puss ass. I'm glad I did that. I did a good... Shut the fuck up, you bitch ass motherfucker. Fuck you did. But show me you a cracker. That's what you showed me. Had respect for you. Now you can suck my dick. All right, tonight, I will talk about the job the president is doing. This is in no way, shape, or form affiliated with the president or his presidency. All right? I don't represent what Barack Obama represents. I'm way more street. I don't give a fuck. I'm not politically correct. So don't think that I'm the person that Barack Obama is like, this is the kind of person that Barack Obama represents. No, motherfucker, actually I'm not. At the end of the whole day. Unless you say that I represent an American. He says he represents all Americans. So then, of course, he does. But tonight, I'm going to talk about the job the president is doing. And I want the callers to tell me how they feel about him and how the country has handled having his first president of color. So here are my questions. All right? These are my questions. Question number one. Overall, how would you grade President Barack Obama's first term in office? How would you grade it? All right? Question number two. Has the president been as captivating and ambitious as his campaign, or has he become more like the average politician to you? You know what I'm saying? Do you still feel like change yes, we can, Obama? Or are you like, yeah, he's the president? Where are you at with him on that? I'd like to know. All right? Question number three. How do you think America slash America, first one spelled with a C, the second one spelled with three Ks. If you don't know the difference, check the past episodes. How do you think the Americas in which we live have handled having a black president? The country as a whole. Question number four. What was the best and worst thing the president has done so far to you? What has been the highlight of his presidency outside of getting elected? What has been the highlight of his, the point where you said, that's my dog. That's why I voted for that dude. And what was the point where you was like, please don't make me regret that. Question number five. Do you think he'll get reelected for a second term? Do you think he'll get reelected? Not, well, I'll ask you, will you vote for him again? But do you think he will get reelected for a second term? All things being considered, the job he's doing now, the way people reacted when he won, everything. Do you think he'll be reelected for a second term? Question number six. Should he have shown his birth certificate to the world today? Smart move. Bad move. What say you? Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody, to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Let's see. Who we got first? First up, 919. I don't know where that's from, but holler at me. K1's Internet Radio. What's popping?
How you doing? This is Jules.
Oh, Jules. Oh, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on with you? This is my homegirl, Jay, promoter extraordinaire. Tell the people what you do, Jules. Jay. What do you do?
I do some of everything, man. I own a couple companies. I manage a couple people. I know Blizzum, so I'm automatically in the cool crowd. Like, that's what I do.
You call them K100 Radio, you got to be a cool motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Got to.
You call them K100, only cool people call this show. If you're a cool motherfucker, this show is not for you. You won't like it. It's just simply won't like it. It's not going to be for you. All right, Jules, I'm glad you called in. You feel me?
This is my topic right here.
Well, of course, you know, I've talked about the president plenty of times, but I never dedicated a whole show to the man. But tonight, that's what it's about. So I'm going to go ahead and jump to the questions. I'd like to hear what you say. How old are you again?
I'm 23.
Okay, young. You know what I'm saying? About 10 years younger than me. Almost out of my generation. Almost. Pretty.
Right.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying? But not really. You know what I'm saying? I'm like 33 going on 23 sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Literally. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So, question number one. Overall, how would you grade President Obama's first term in office? Overall, what would you give him?
Overall, I mean, if it was 21, 10, 10 being the highest, I would give him an 8, only because he's dealt with issues that you knew. It was a time bomb waiting to happen. Some of the things that he's dealt with in his presidency were, I mean, they really were a time bomb. He was given a plate full of shit and told to make a meal out of it. You know what I'm saying? And I think for somebody that's given that much crap, on top of everything else he's going to have to deal with just being black in general, you know what I'm saying, and everybody down to him on that type of end. I feel like he's done a pretty bang-up job of, you know what I'm saying, what he was given. And people look at, you know what I'm saying, what they see in the media and shit like that. You don't look at the stats. You don't look at, you know what I'm saying, what has changed economically or what the case might be or what it was already like, you feel me? So I think, I mean, out of 10, I give him an 8, you know, overall.
Okay. Now, I like, if you go on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm giving them, I guess you could say, maybe like a 7, which would be from the, if you're going to go on an A, B, C, or D, I give them a C. A high C. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like a 80C, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking about schoolwork, you know what I'm saying? Not a low, not a 75C, not close to a D. A high C, almost a B. I don't give them a B, and I don't give them an A, because even taking into consideration what the president had to deal with when he came into office, there have been other gaffes and mistakes that he's caused himself. You feel what I'm saying? He's got a shitload of self-inflicted wounds. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the times, the wounds didn't turn out. He aimed the gun to shoot. You feel me? But then he's like, oh, I really don't want to kill you. So then he just held his hands up and then let the guy punch him. You feel
me? He does. No, I absolutely agree.
You know,
he starts out real strong and real charismatic at times, and then he kind of, it's almost like he, not like he wisely flagged, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to step back from this, like he wants to be a bigger person, but at the end of the day, man, fuck all that. I feel like he should stand his ground way more often. I mean, I agree with you on that.
Yes, yes. So that's why I can't, and of course, my number, people who listen to the show, and I don't think you've ever heard me say this, but there's an issue that's looming that the president said in his campaign he was going to handle. And me being the guy that I am, me having the background I have, me doing time in the streets, me having the family members I have, I have a lot of loved ones that's locked up, a lot of loved ones that's locked up, people that I know that's locked up from drugs and dealing drugs. And one of his campaign things that he was going around saying that he was going to get the crack law repealed. He was going to work with him and Eric Holder, the attorney general. We're going to work hand in hand and getting fair time for these all these men that's doing all this time, way more time than they should be doing in federal prison for crack, when the same amount of cocaine has been found by doctors and lawyers and all that kind of stuff, but they only get slapped on the wrist. And he said he was going to fix it before his first term was over, and he hasn't done it. They tried. Congress bucked. People started yelling, oh, he's going to let criminals out of jail. And he and Erica back down. That right there took him from a B to a C to me. Because that's one of my main issues. Now, if you're gay, then that's your issue. If you're a businessman, then that's your – me personally, I'm a nigga and I came from the streets. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been through some shit. You feel me? I used to be a big boy. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, being as though I got family members actually living that and actually – are a victim to that unfair prosecution, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That shit heavy to me. That's high on my list of shit he needs to fix. I know, of course, ladies and gentlemen, that fix the economy, handling the wars, which of course I feel like he should have just pulled the fuck out. But that's a whole nother. That's another reason why I'm not really happy with his job about how he handled Iraq either in Afghanistan. But you know, it is what it is. But
hey now. I got a little military on me. I can't all the way agree with you there. If you
didn't
say pull out,
you
probably said
enough.
You know?
You talk to a vet, Jules. I actually went and served, signed up for it, and got an honorable discharge.
Okay.
So when it comes to me speaking about the military, even when I say negative shit, it doesn't matter. I feel like I got the right to say whatever the fuck I want to say because I serve.
Got you.
Which is more than what a lot of people say. You know what I'm saying? Most of the motherfuckers, even if they tried, they didn't make it out. Okay, so I don't like how I was already against the war from day one. And, of course, I knew he could come into the war and just snatch everybody out and leave those motherfuckers high and dry. But he still could have made a concerted effort and put his foot down and said, we getting the fuck out, period.
Yeah.
Because we never should have been there in the first place. After we leave, I don't know what the fuck y'all going to do, but we leaving. He's a commander. That's the one thing that you can't take away from him. If he says, everybody come home, everybody got to come home. Now, when it comes to passing a new law, he's got to navigate through the Congress. He's got to navigate through the Senate and everything else. But when it comes down to where the fuck them troops get deployed to, he is the end all that says all. He is the fucking commander-in-chief. If he says come home, motherfucker, they come home. No talking.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Listen.
You feel me?
He didn't.
Now,
he's
privy to information that I don't have. And so I'm pretty sure he knows a lot. There are reasons why he didn't do it. But at the end of the day, I want him to snatch the ass out. I want him to reverse what Bush did. And I want him to goddamn fix these crack laws. And he ain't get it yet. So I'm giving him a C. That's why I give Obama a C for everybody who doesn't know why. But like I said, I'm proud of him. I'm going to vote for him again. And taking into consideration the shit that he was handed when he got here, Bush would have a G or a K or some shit. He's so fucking he's the reason why. Yeah, he's the reason why we're fucked up. So, next question. Do you feel like the president has been as captivating and ambitious as he was in his campaign?
No.
Do you really feel like, you don't feel like that? No?
No, I don't. You know what I'm saying? When he came into the scene, I mean, I was proud. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was hella proud just because there was somebody that, it's like, damn, I know that there's intelligent, articulate Black people out there, but you know what I'm saying? They don't like to show that too often. They act like we don't exist, you know what I'm saying? So I was excited, and it's like he was so, you know, he made everybody believe like he was going to stand their ground and, you know what I'm saying, do everything he had to do. you know, regardless of what anybody had to say about it. And that's not how he acts anymore. I mean, he just, I mean, like, we, I mean, pretty much what we went into earlier, you know what I'm saying? He'll start out and then he'll be like, well, you know, he'll back off to try to play this middle role, and I don't understand why you're trying to stay in the middle of the aisle. Fuck the middle of the aisle. The Republicans ain't helping you. You feel me?
Right.
I mean, I don't understand why he wants to be this neutral person anymore, because, I mean, he was, I don't know, when he came on the scene, he was so amped. So, I mean, I don't feel like he's the same charismatic person that, everybody kind of fell for.
If you remember when he was campaigning,
right.
he said he wanted to cut the political bullshit. He said he wanted to mend the parties. He said he wanted to reach out to the other side. He did say that.
He did say that.
So, but there's a time.
But they're not reaching back. So fuck them.
Right. You have to, after you extend the hand out so many times, they got to be a point where you say fuck them.
Yeah.
Get rolled on. Roll with it or get your ass rolled on. It's that simple. You know what I mean? Now, I know that's not the politicians. They're politicians. Their job is to bend but not break at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I get that angle, but I don't agree. There's been plenty of times where the Republicans, he handed a branch and they slapped it in his face, and then he tried to hand him another one. After they slapped it in my face two times, I'd be like, you know what, motherfucker, I ain't handing you no goddamn more.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Question three. How do you think America, the country, has handled having a black president?
It depends on which one. It depends on which white people you talk to. You know that's what it is. Some of them it's like, oh, you know, I voted for him. He's cool. You know what I'm saying? All sorts of stuff. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? And it's whatever. But you got everybody and their mama on. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a country part of Florida right now. So this shit, I mean, I've been here for 4 years, so it's not new to me, but it's still fucking hilarious. And it's like, oh, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like these trailer park motherfuckers are like, oh, everything is his fault. Like, did you not know that there was a war going on years before he even got in office?
Right.
Man, fuck. I mean, this man was barely a senator. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, it honestly just depends on who you're talking to. Because you got some that are like, well, you know, he had a mess when he came here. So, you know, we'll just try to give him a chance. And, you know, yay, black people. You know, that's the more hip modern white people, if you will. I mean, you got the real ones, you know what I'm saying, the real racist ones or whatever. That's like, they sit in the trailer park, they polish their gun, and they say everything is Obama's fault. And then they mad, you know what I'm saying? And you got the old school conservatives, you know, real, real, true, staunch conservatives. Some of the things that he has already accomplished, like repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell and things like that, they're not comfortable with that. They mad at it, you know what I'm saying? So they got even more ammo and ammunition, and Tea Party is using everything they can against them. And, I mean, Tea Party, that's all it is. It's the America with the K, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
with the three Ks. That's what the Tea Party is. Let's be real.
You see, the thing about it is this is what I'm going to say to anybody who doesn't understand what the Tea Party really is, okay? Because you get motherfuckers like Glenn Beck and all these other motherfucking people who try to sit here and justify their existence. A, they never existed before we had a black president. Where the fuck were they?
They only came about
when he got elected. That's when they came. That's no fucking coincidence. Okay?
Right.
You feel me? Now, when you go look at some of that, the whole notion is, the Tea Party, back in it, they want to take America. They want to take America back. Take America back. Where the fuck did it go?
Yeah.
You feel me? Who the fuck took it, bitch?
You trying to take it back from the black president.
Take it back from who? See, and the thing about it is, I seen one recently. They had a big rally. And the guys dressed up like, all of them are dressed up like it's 1776, some shit. Like, they're revolutionary people.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's all cool. You know what was going on then? Yeah. Guess what? America was going through a revolution. They were trying to break free from the reins of terror of Britain. And you know what else was going on? Slavery, motherfucker. You want to go back to those days. You want to be reminded of those days. Because I didn't give a fuck about what revolution and shit. I also remember, motherfucker, we was in chains getting beat with whips, bitch. That's what the fuck we remember about the 1800s. Okay?
Yeah.
So anybody who go back and forth with me about the Tea Party and they're not a closet racist organization, fuck you. And hang the fuck up. It's kind of waste for you.
I mean, everybody knows what it is. First of all, you got Glenn Beck on the team. That's the red flag right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, what, Glenn Beck in front of this? Do you know he's racist?
Yeah, he's definitely a cracker. There's no doubt in my mind. He's all the way a cracker. He just tried to act like stay on TV, but he's definitely one.
But you know what, though? But this is what I have to say about black people. This is what I have to say about black people. Because, you know what I'm saying, just like Tea Party got together, and you know what I'm saying, and they came from out of nowhere almost on a grassroots type shit, which is what Obama's campaign was all about. His shit was all the way grassroots for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? And there's no reason that we can't get together and do the same exact thing that they're doing. There's absolutely no reason. There's nothing stopping us. We choose not to, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, look, we they want to get together and say everything wrong that Obama's doing. Okay, well, let's get together and say everything that he's doing right. Or, you know what I'm saying, let's say, okay, well, if you got an issue, let's get that shit together, see what it is, you know what I'm saying, and present to him in an articulate way versus, you know what I'm saying, and protesting out there on behalf of him. I mean, I don't understand, like, I don't know. My only thing is, I mean, white people stand together. You know what I'm saying? That's black people's fault, and it's always going to be our fault.
We don't stand together
anymore.
Yeah, we don't stand together for shit. We ain't stood together for shit since Martin knew. All
right,
next
question. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was the last time we stood together for some shit. And you know, since then it's been nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Question number four. What was the best and worst thing that the president has done in his presidency so far to you? The best and worst.
For me, beyond getting elected, honestly, I have to say that just the way I'm a business finance person, so the regardless of what people say, I mean he cut a lot of poor girl spending, and I have to agree with that. A lot of programs didn't need to be cut out. Some programs didn't need to be, but I'm more comfortable with the fact that a lot of Republican shit got cut out this year and last year's budget. That shit needed to happen eventually, and it's ridiculous some of the money that we're willing to spend on other shit. But you know what I'm saying, you're trying to take money out of everything black, out of everything. You know what I'm saying? For those that are less fortunate, whatever case may be, you put in the stupid shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was happy with some of the pork barrel budget cuts and shit like that this year and last year. I mean, that's what makes me happy. It had to be done.
Go ahead. What's the worst thing?
Worst thing? Just every time he backs down on some shit, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It pisses me off. I can't pretend like it doesn't, because I mean, with the whole when the military almost didn't get paid and shit like that, I mean, I feel like he backed down on a lot of shit.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it just made me uncomfortable because you're the fucking president. You got to back down for shit. Do what you do.
Right. Yeah, see, the thing about it is, and this is what I want everybody to understand, that I know and everybody should be aware of, and if you don't know, I'm here to inform you. Like I said earlier, the only time that the president's authority becomes really solely absolute is when it comes to controlling the military. He is the commander-in-chief.
Right.
He's the guy. But if he wants to go to war, he still needs Congress approval. But once we get his approval, he's the guy. So he can come home. He can end the war, all that shit, right?
Right.
But what he can't do is pass law without the help of the Congress. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, before I go any further in this show, for the seat I give Barack Obama, I give the fucking Democrats in Congress a fucking F or a K.
Yeah.
Or a Z.
Yeah.
Them bastards are the real culprits. The Republicans are doing our stat quo. They doing what the fuck they do.
They're supposed to do.
The Democrats and the Democratic Party get a fucking failing. I swear to God. The Democratic Party from Harry Reid on down, all right?
To Nancy Pelosi. Nobody's standing with her.
None of those motherfuckers, all these flip-flop wavering motherfuckers, the Democratic Party as a whole gets a fucking F, period, point blank, for the past 3 years, period. He gets a C because he has to deal with those fucks. Half of the reason why he gets C's on shit is because he has to deal with those fuckers.
They're
midterm elections because they some fucking idiots. So for the C's I get him, those motherfuckers get a resounding F. They're not even a no-brainer for me. The Democratic Party gets a fucking F, all right? He gets a C by default, but they get an F, okay? So keeping that in mind, I'm going to say this. The best thing that he did, and he tried his best to really do it, but he really didn't do it because he had his hands tied because the fucking Democrats are a bunch of bitches. The best thing he really did was try to reform healthcare. You know what I'm saying? That was the best thing he did. His initial plan was gangster, and they hacked it up into pieces. And he had to back down because since the Democrats wouldn't stand with him, he had to hack it into a bunch of gibberish to where it really wasn't as effective as it could have been. But he went full steam and said, I'm going to change it. My mama died of cancer, motherfucker. I'm trying to stop that shit from happening. You feel what I'm saying? and he tried his damnedest. He couldn't get it all the way done the way he really wanted it to, the way it needed to be done, because the Democrats are a bunch of pussies. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I give him, I think that was one thing that he at least took on, tried, went to war with, and did something where other motherfuckers did nothing. It really was, he really didn't change too much, so I don't want to give him too much credit for it, but that's my thing why I say at least he had the cojones to try something. If he had, if his party backed him up, he could have really fucking fucked these pharmaceutical companies up. You feel what I'm saying? He could have fucked
mind you, no solution is going to be perfect. Healthcare reform has been on the table for 25 years. It's nothing new. It's every campaign. Everybody got something to say about healthcare reform. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I feel like he went in there and tried some shit, but Democrats didn't stand with him. They haven't stood with him for 3 years. Half the Democrats don't. I don't understand that shit. What the fuck are you Democrats for?
A bunch of pussies. See, this is what those pussy motherfuckers fail to realize, Jules. Just on some street level shit, I'm going to talk to you, right? The thing about it is, power in numbers. You can look at this shit like some gang shit. If motherfuckers, if you in a gang and you got 10 square blocks locked down, right? And you say anything pop off in these square blocks, bitches, is you got to deal with all 400 of us. But out of them 10 blocks, two of them blocks got really some soft dudes who really ain't hard like that, and they really ain't affiliate. They really don't put in that real work. You can come in, a rival gang can come in and take those other two. And a lot of times, they may go to war to try to save those other two just on GB because they're part of the game. But sometimes if they really was like, you know, they really was never putting in work anyway, they might say, fuck it, you can have them, just don't cross these other eight. That's what basically happened with the Democrats. At the end of the day, they showed a weakness in the ranks. You feel what I'm saying? They became more concerned about being elected in their county than the overall picture of the Democrats being a powerhouse. You feel me? They were worried about losing their local elections, losing their seat, then saying, fuck that, we all Democrats, bitch, we're going to all fall together or we're going to ride together. You feel me? And they individually pointed out and start worrying about, what if I don't get reelected? And the people in my constituency don't want that. Fuck you, you're a Democrat. Bitch, this is what the president wants. That's why he won. Do it. And that's why
A lot of them aren't staunch Democrats. I mean, there's barely anybody that's staunch either Democrat or Republican on either side. You want to play the middle role because you want to get elected. You know what I'm saying? So you want to play nice with everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, that shit just fuck all that.
The president isn't a staunch Democrat in every sense of the word. He's not a real liberal.
Yeah, he's not.
Not a real liberal. You feel me? So, but when it came down to the issues, in order to get the agenda across, they should have showed solidarity and they didn't. Question number 5. Do you think he'd be reelected for a second term?
Unless he pulls some trick out of his hat, I mean, with the Tea Party and shit, I honestly, I'm a little concerned for him.
You're going to vote,
though,
right?
I'm a little concerned for him. I hear ya.
Okay,
all right.
I'm up in the air. I don't know right at this point right now. He's been throwing a couple of jabs across the chin at some motherfuckers lately. You know what I'm saying? He's getting a couple of things done here lately where he's throwing a couple of jabs across the chin. He's been moving a little. He's been doing a little something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think what may help him, if it's nothing else, I feel like what may help him is the don't ask, don't tell, only because you got to understand California's going to be a big majority of the vote. You know what I'm saying? Places like that. And I mean, the real shit, I mean, gay people are the successful ones that go out and vote and will, you know what I'm saying, one to throw campaign dollars at you.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
They're trying to get their issues across the table. So, you know, pushing that may help him, you know what I'm saying, propel him a little bit further. Just on the strength that, you know what I'm saying, they're going to go out there and they're going to support this because, I mean, he actually did something he said he was going to do, which is
that. Yeah, gay people are the anti-blacks. They're the anti-blacks. They're the exact opposite of what we are in every sense of the word. Last question. Should he have shown his birth certificate to the world today? Was that a good move?
Hell no. Nope. It wasn't. He shouldn't have. Period. Because it doesn't, like you said, early in the show, there was no way he wouldn't have gotten this far. They're not going to ask no white people to show no damn birth certificate. With everything they got going on in fucking Arizona and shit like that, with all the immigration laws, I feel like one of the most pussy things you could have done is show the birth certificate, just on the strength that you got fucking illegal Canadians here, and they don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't ask to go see a white person's papers, you know what I'm saying, but you're going to ask to go see, you know, little Padre papers and shit like that, and now they're going to ask to see the black man's papers? You tripping. For what?
Right.
He would have never got this far if he really was not an American citizen. Period.
That's the whole point. And so it was just like it just validated their fucking existence. Look, we got him to show. Just like Donald Trump pussy ass said, look at the job. I'm proud of the job I've done. I got him to show it. You punk motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And what I feel like, he just gave those motherfuckers a platform.
Exactly what they wanted. He gave them what they wanted. For what?
I'd have been like, fuck you, bitch, I'm the president. Prove I ain't. Until then, motherfucker, fuck. Because first of all, if you a first, let's get one motherfucking thing straight. If you the type of motherfucker who even give a fuck about that, you wouldn't vote for him anyway.
Yeah.
Period. So who are you trying to dissuade? You trying to change a cracker mind? A cracker gonna be a cracker till that bitch die. You feel me? So ain't no need of you got that trying to appease that motherfucker. Write him off. Mm. Fuck him. You don't need him. They ain't put you in office anyway.
No.
Fuck
them. They didn't, so.
It's just that simple. Fuck them. Fuck the party.
Absolutely. You shouldn't have done it.
Don't need them. Don't try to show them shit. Because they're not going to vote for you no matter what. All you're going to do is try to be their friend. They're going to slap the olive branch down like they've been fucking doing. Thanks for calling the show, babe.
No problem. Talk to you later, boo.
All right. So that was my problem with the whole shit, man. So my problem with it, that's my problem with it, Mr. President. You my dude. I support you. I support you. Trust me. I got your back. I've gotten countless arguments with a bunch of punk mother ignorant motherfuckers talking about you, sir. I've had your back from day one. But this is K100 Radio. Of course, he's never going to hear this. But the point is, if he were right here, I'd say the same thing without the cursing. Of course, out of respect. But since he's not here, I'm keeping it 100 and I'm talking in my regular talk. Sir, I got your motherfucking back all the way to the end. I'm riding with you. But at the end of the fucking day, You gotta say fuck them. You gotta write the motherfuckers who are not fucking with you, and they're never going to fuck with you off. Fuck them. They didn't put you here in the first place. Stop trying to be their fucking friend. They're not your friend. All they do is use ammo and find other shit to fuck with you about. John Boehner is not your friend. Fuck that cracker. Okay? He doesn't want you to be there. He's never gonna want you to win again. They didn't put you there. And all you fucking Democratic senators, fuck every last one of you. Fuck all of you. All you motherfuckers who didn't stand behind him on health care, who didn't stand behind him on all the other decisions that you campaigned for and was all riding his dick when he was about to win and when he finally won. It's a great day. It's a great accomplishment. Look what we've done with the Democrats. We changed it all. We put the black guy in and then you turned around and fucking vote against him on half the shit he tried to bring across the fucking table, you bitches. Epic failure. Fuck you. Barack Obama could change parties right now and be an independent. I'd be the happiest motherfucker. I'd be happy. Because I really don't even want him to be associated with the Democratic Party, to be honest with you. I'm not feeling the Democratic Party anyway. I'm not really a Democrat. I'm an independent, honestly. To be honest with you. I'm really not a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not a Republican. Definitely. I'm more blue than red, but I'm a purple with a deeper hint of blue in it. Alright? That's the truth. Billy Bad Phoenix, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What's up, bro? What's up?
T. Lewis on deck. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 193. And if you listen to me on the Internet, don't be scared. Call the number. Call the number. It's on the phone line and you want to talk. Get to the point. All right. Billy Bad Phoenix is on the line. We're going to go ahead and ask you these questions, man. Question number one. How do you feel overall about the president's first term in office thus far? Overall, what kind of grade would you give him?
I mean, I give him a C-. And I'll tell you why. Half of the stuff he been trying to do, as you pointed out, to me, in my view, he's been getting shitted on, you know. And some of the stuff, I mean, you know, and as Jules said, you know, he's trying to be nice to everybody, you know what I'm saying? And he can't have that nice, he can't be nice anymore. You know, he's going to rather really grow a set and step up and show people why we voted for him in the first place. You know, otherwise, he's just going to continuously get shitted on when he's sitting there up there doing his state of addresses. Giving people, you know, empty promises. You know, that's why I give him a C-.
Okay. So you're giving him a C minus because he backs down on key issues. Is that why you're saying it?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Question number two. Hold on a second. Question number two. Let me get back to my question page. Question number two. Has the president been as captivating and ambitious as his campaign was, or has he become more like average politician to you?
No. Not anymore. Not as much as he wants to be, and as much as not as much as I thought he would be. And I'll put it to you like this. One of the reasons why I voted for him was he had a debate when he was running against John McCain, right? And it was at the University of Arizona, one of my favorite debates.
Uh-huh.
And it was one thing where John McCain, you know, he, like, during that debate, he made more sense to me than John McCain did. Every time I heard John McCain talk, I heard Bush talk. I heard Bush's voice come out, that turkey guzzled neck of his, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and one thing that McCain had pointed out, he was like, I know where Osama bin Laden is right now. Motherfucker, why you don't get him? That's why I voted for Obama, one of the reasons why.
Uh-huh.
At the same token, Obama didn't, you know, when he got president, he didn't pull McCain to the side. Okay, so you really know where he at? Point him out. Where he at so we can end this shit? We've been fighting this war for nearly 10 years. Everybody dying. We got 400,000 soldiers. You know, everybody out there, you know, fighting, giving their lives up for nothing because, okay, we got Saddam Hussein out. Okay, cool. But Saddam Hussein is not the purpose of the war. You know?
Right.
It was that reason for me, one of the reasons why. But, of course, at the same token, Obama is not a warmonger like Bush is, like his daddy is. You know,
right.
He's not a warmonger, you know.
Right.
He's more of a, let's just kind of talk it out type of dude.
Right, right. If you recall, the Iraq war is really where he fucked me up at. I just knew he was going to come over here. I just knew he was going to come in here. I'm a practical, rational person. But see, I just knew that he was going to come in and snatch everybody the fuck out that bitch and let motherfuckers over there get it how they live. You feel me?
Right.
Especially in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's drawing them down slowly but surely. He's getting them out of there. But I thought he was really going to be more abrupt and more forceful with it because he was such a staunch anti-war, anti-invade. He didn't even want to go in. When he was a senator, he was a vocal motherfucker. Like, no, don't. No, he was like, fuck that. This shit is not worth going to war over. No, 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 no. And so when he got the power to fix that, to undo that heinous act, that retarded shit Bush did, he started to waver. Now, I want to be perfectly clear. As the commander-in-chief, he has now, it's the difference between Senator Obama and President Obama is that President Obama knows everything the CIA knows. He knows, you know what I'm saying, the shit that Senator Obama didn't know. So, like I said, I want to go and default on the side of his intellect and his charisma and say the reason why he didn't go in and ultimately and just immediately undo it was because there may have been something that he's seen. Just like when he came in here and started bailing out all these motherfucking banks, they must have showed him some shit, which we already really knew already, but they must have showed him some real shit that said, I swear, if you don't do this, motherfucker, we will not even be a country in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? We will go into anarchy.
Right.
So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say they showed him something that said, man, if you pull out right now, oil going to be goddamn $8 a barrel in two years. Gas going to be $8 a gallon in 2 years. You feel what I'm saying? Motherfucker is going to lose power. We're not going to have this ally. Our bases are going to get invaded over here. They must have showed him some shit to where he couldn't just pull out like that. And he had to pump his brakes. I want to give him that benefit of the doubt. Because I know he's privy to secret files and top secret mission shit that we don't know about. And so thus, okay. Maybe he knows something. He does know shit I don't know. So he couldn't come in. So I want to go ahead and say that, but the person in me who remembers him so avidly and staunchly against the war and didn't remember his campaign slogans and stuff and remember why I voted for him, I want him to snatch their ass out, win, lose, or draw. I don't give a fuck what happened to Iraq. Bitch, kill yourself.
Right.
But then again, like I said, I'm pretty sure he knows something that I don't know. Question number three. How do you think America has handled having the first black president?
Man, of course, you know the black folks, man. I mean, okay, of course, you know my sister. She up there in Atlanta. You know, the minute everything was all good, you know, she was in her dorm in Midtown Atlanta. All I heard was the fire alarms go off, people shooting guns up in the air when I was talking to her. And I'm like, dang, it's like that up there in Atlanta? You know, people shooting guns off freely? That's what's out in the streets now?
We went ham. Yeah, I partied. We went ham in Atlanta, homie. Atlanta? I fuck with Atlanta on presidential election night. That's one of the reasons why I'm moving this shit. The way these motherfuckers acted that night was one of the reasons why I live in this motherfucker right now. Straight the fuck up. No, I mean, it's one of the reasons why you just have to live here to understand what kind of place it is at the core. It's one of the reasons they showed me a reason why I moved here that night. Because when I tell you the whole motherfucking city was partying, traffic was gridlocked, nigga, like it was Freaknik. And I'm talking about, bitch, we partied all night like, I don't know. Like, it was Freaknik, nigga. Just because we had a black president. That's what Atlanta did. That's why I live here. So, yeah, we went ham. The city went ham. Straight the fuck up. There's no other way to explain it. You know what I mean? It was the biggest party. Atlanta hasn't had a citywide party that big since then. Period, point blank. I don't give a fuck what event came. I don't give a fuck what playoff came. I don't give a fuck who the fuck threw what concert, bitch. You ain't never seen Atlanta on fire like the night Barack Obama won or that weekend. Bet that. Not since Freaknik. Straight the fuck up. Now ask somebody who lived here. If they really went out that night. I went out that night. I know. You know what I'm saying? This shit was crazy. You know what I mean? And I hadn't seen like that since Freaknik. So, you know, that being said.
But other than that, let me go ahead and, you know, I gave the black version of it. Now let me give you the white version of it. Okay. My coworkers. The people I talk to when I go out there and smoke a cigarette, they give their views on it every time because, you know, our TVs are turning onto the news when we go out and eat lunch and stuff. And, you know, somehow to me, whenever a white person talks shit about Obama, I get offended. I don't know why I do, but I secretly get offended. And I give them that look like, I give them that look like, okay, look who you're talking to. You're talking to somebody who voted for Obama. So it's like, I already know offhand, apart from Glenn Beck's racist ass, apart from, you know, Bill O'Reilly's racist ass, and Sarah Palin, miss, I read my speeches off the palm of my hand ass. You know, of course they don't like him. You know, white America don't like him. You know, and Tea Party conservatives don't like him. You know, so it's like, yeah, as you were saying, take America back where? You know, America never left. America's not in the office of a black man, but take America back where? Is what I'm saying.
So you think all things being considered, right? Do you think that the country has accepted that we have it all as a whole? Do you think they've accepted it?
Do you think they've accepted it? They're still not going to accept it. They're still going to complain about it. They're still going to point fingers at him, even though all of his decisions are not based off of him. You know, of course they have to run through Congress, they have to run through the Senate, the House. All that stuff, but people tend to forget that, you know, so they all pointed at him like, it's your fault because you're the one who said it, and you said that you're going to do it, but it's not done, so it's your fault right now. Instead of looking in, you know, they judge a book by its cover without reading the chapters. The chapters are Congress, Chapter 1, Chapter 2, the Senate, Chapter 3, the House of Representatives, all that stuff. So they forget to read that, the fact that he doesn't have that much power. The Congress are the figureheads behind the power. But they have the actual power. You know?
Right.
That.
Right, right. All right. Let's see. Question number 4. What was the best and worst thing the president has done so far to you? The best and worst thing.
The best thing is when, to me, apart from him getting voted in, the best thing to me is when he stood up to Bill O'Reilly, when Bill O'Reilly had that interview with him in his Oval Office. Obama stood up like a G, and I commend him for that, because, you know, Bill O'Reilly is one of the most shit-talkingest people on the Fox News Network. He's one of the ones who mainly don't like Obama, apart from Donald Trump and that one actor that was in that movie with The Rock that people tend to forget about. But other than
John Voight. That's Angelina Jolie's daddy. I think he's mad because she got all them black babies. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead with your point.
But, yeah, other than that, I mean, that's one of the best things, because he felt like a G. So, but one of the worst things, was, of course, you know, picking out a time frame on when he said he was going to pull the soldiers out. You know, why you have to wait? Why you have to wait another year to pull the soldiers? Why you can't just do it right away? Especially when it comes to the military, as you say, he's the end all be all. You know, no going around that with him. He could have just did it right then and there. You
right.
know, but he didn't. He should have just did it a long time ago because the war was pointless from the beginning.
It was, but like I said, when you get to be on that level or whatever, you feel me? There probably is, you know what I'm saying? Some things, some real reasons that that we'll never know why, you know, why he couldn't stop right. You feel what I'm saying? You feel
right?
You know what I mean, there might have been some real reasons that we just aren't privy to. All right. All right, so question number five. Do you think he'll be reelected for a second term?
Will I reelect him? Yeah, I would.
No, do you think he will be reelected?
Do you think he will be reelected? No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think so. Because there's of course, you know, the Republicans got the power now.
So,
that
has nothing to do
and
with who
the
votes.
Old school Republicans. It all depends on the votes. But of course, too many people in this country, and I'm not saying me, because I'm not losing my doubt in the president. You know what I'm saying? I still got hope for him. But there's too many people right now. There's too much of the majority that are giving the president too much doubt. They're doubting him. You know, so he's walking on pins and needles right now with the rest of the country. And, you know, and it's not entirely his fault. You know, it ain't. And I say, like he say, it's Bush's fault. It is. It's Bush's fault. You know, he had to clean up so much mess that Bush made.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, with the oil spills and going into war in the first place.
The thing about it is, people know, this is my problem with people. You feel me? And this is why... No, you can't possibly be an adult over 25, which is, you know, if you're young, you know, a lot of young people voted for him, but if you're really like 25, 20-something years old, you can't be that age and literally not know that,
you know, this is Donald
Trump all this shit that the president had to come in here. You can't not know that. So if you know that, if you know how much, if you're just an adult, you know what Bush left him. You know how Bush, the way that Bush left the country. You feel what I'm saying? So if you know that, and you're old enough to vote, and you know that, I don't even see how you can even start saying, blaming the economy on Obama. If you're a rational-minded person. The only people I feel like who blame Obama for the economy are Tea Parties and crackers. People who just don't like him because he's black. Because if you got any kind of half a fucking brain in your fucking head, you know fucking well that it's not his fault. That we're in the state we're in, but as far as job, housing, none of that is his fault. He did more to fix the problem than he ever was the cause of it. And if you really know basic politics, basic shit, you know he's not the reason of it. The only way you can sit here and open your fucking mouth and blame any of that on him is if you're a motherfucker who just don't like him because he's black. You can't realistically blame it on him. You don't have any proof, or you don't have an argument that it was his fault.
Basically,
you gotta be, or either that or you a fucking.
I really get offended when people say that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not where this war is. It's about the economy, like this. It's the fault of the gas price. No, it was Bush. It was all Bush.
Right.
And then also another thing, gas price could have gone low right now. Obama knows there's a secret emergency oil supply that he could have tapped into, but Congress is like, nah. No, we're not gonna let you tap into it right now. Not right now, not yet.
Right.
You know.
They're bending, but they haven't broken. When it comes to us, you know what I'm saying? They feel like we still can make it. All right. That's just that. But like I said, you have to really be an idiot to not really understand or not really know that the president is not at fault when it comes down to any of this shit with the economy. You got to know that. The only reason, like I said, either you're a stupid motherfucker, which I don't give a fuck about your opinion anyway whatsoever because you're a stupid motherfucker, or B, you're just a racist. If you blame Obama for half of the shit that's going on in this country right now, you either a racist or you stupid. Now, you cannot like the Democrat. If you say some shit like, I don't like his policy on don't ask, don't tell. Well, that's some shit he did when he got here. That's some shit he didn't have to do. But you can't blame the wars. You can't blame the economy. You feel me? None of that. You can't blame none of that shit on him. If you want to talk about what's going on in Libya, I'll listen to you. Should he have backed up the Libyan troops? Because all that happened on his watch. You feel me? If you want to talk about how he handled the oil spill, that happened on his watch. I'll listen to your arguments. But, bitch, the first time you open your mouth and try to blame the economy as a whole or the wars in Afghanistan on Obama, I'm just like, I tune you out. I don't think what his shit you got to say, motherfucker, because if you know anything whatsoever, you know none of that shit is his fault. If anything, he tried to fix it. And he's done more to fix it than he has. You feel me? So, last question. Should he have shown his birth certificate today?
Nope. He shouldn't have. He ain't got nothing to prove to them. I mean, and it's been said time and time again, more times than it should have been said tonight. If he wasn't an American citizen, the best he would have got was being governor. That's it.
Right.
He's like the Terminator. Okay, we all know he's German. The best he got is governor. You know, he wouldn't have got no further than that. You know, so if they would have said Obama was not American, this and the third, even though everybody and their granddaddy know he was born in Hawaii, okay, last I checked, Hawaii became the 50th state in what, 19, early, late 40s, early 50s?
Uh-huh.
You know, so, okay, he was born in Hawaii. He got a Nigerian dad. He got a mom that's as white as pure snow. He was born in America. He's an American. So he had all rights to run for presidency. So he had no right letting Donald Trump, you know, pull his skirt like that and say, you know what, I'm an American, here's my proof. You know, instead of letting Don do the research himself, but Don just wanted to get on TV and show off because he's rich. You know what? You know,
right.
Fuck Don. Don ain't shit.
He's
just somebody with money.
Right. By the way, he filed bankruptcy more than once. So everybody's like, well, he's a good businessman. Bitch, he's filed bankruptcy more than once. That means he went in there, fucked it up, and couldn't fix it, and said, fuck it, let me start from scratch. Fuck out of here. My fucking black ass. All right, stay on the line, homie. All right.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for. Probably not on K100. Probably not on K100. I won't get the person to call in to try and tell me that the war is his fault or that the economy and you know you won't you they, those people don't listen to K100. So I. It's going to be hard for me to get a good debate going with a stupid motherfucker like that tonight. I hope they call. I hope maybe some of them are listening right now and get the balls to call in and hit the number one. But still waiting for Raspy Walls to call in. He backing down. Somebody page Raspy Walls. Say Blitzum is on K100 waiting for you, homie. Yeah, he's not an Obama supporter. I'm ready for war. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie? Thanks
what
for
up?
Calling the show. What it do? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitzum. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 193. President Barack Obama. That's what we're talking about tonight on the show. C. Lewis, first question,
yeah.
Homie. How would you rate the president's job so far? In this term, what would you give him?
I think I have to give him a C plus. I have to give him a good C plus.
What's your grade based on? Because he's not that's average, but not good. So what's it based on?
Yeah, the grade is based on some of the things that he was ambitious at stuff that he actually wanted to do, but a lot of times, the things that he wanted to do, instead of being like the actual president, he became a negotiator, to me, and a weak one. So, that's the main reason I would say a C+.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some stuff he did was cool, but then a lot of the stuff that he actually said he was going to do and was going to put in the full effect as soon as he got into office, it kind of tapered off. So, that's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
there could be several reasons why, but I mean, but going to the litmus test of what we have right now, he's basically just backing down in his negotiations. He's almost like he's one of the lawyers in the NBA lockout or something like that, and he's like conceding sometimes. So that's what it seems like.
Right. Like I said, man. I know people are gonna say, "Well, listen, he's the president. He, like he, you know what? Just like he said in his acceptance speech, I'm everybody's president, and that's true, man. I understand that, man. Like, look, you know what I mean? I dig that he can't just look out for the interest of black people. He can't look out for the interest of just them. He has to look out for everybody in the country. All of those things, man. You people who are gonna try to tell me about all that shit right there, man. You feel me? I understand that. But at the end of the day, when you're a leader, you have to lead. You have to pick a path. You have to say, this is where we're going. Follow it or get the fuck on at some point when you're a boss.
Right.
You have to become that person at some point because you can't be everybody's friend when you're a leader. You're going to lead, you're going to roll with me, or you're going to get your ass rolled on at some point. And I'm like,
right.
At the very first, his very first year, maybe his second year some. You know what I'm saying? You know, okay, you know, try to work with these motherfuckers. But at this point right now, I'm like, roll over their ass. Fuck them.
Yeah.
You see, when you try to be nice, what they do, they come back and they win the fucking Senate and they block everything you try to do. And that's the Democrat's fault. Those are the failures. The Democratic Party is an epic failure. I swear I might vote all independent. If there's an independent on the ticket, I'm not voting for the Democrats. I'm going to vote for the president, but the next time it comes up for you, I'm voting for the independent. I'm literally going on the issues. I'm literally not just really listening to the... I'm not going to vote for the Republican because there's a great chance that they're not going to see eye to eye with me. They got to really show me something. But the independent is going to have my ear next time it's time to vote. I'm telling you. Straight the fuck up.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, the crazy thing, you sort of have your people to back you up, though, but the crazy thing is he don't have a live wire in the party that when he's sitting there and saying, well, maybe we should, you know, try to, you know, compromise. He don't have a live wire in the Democratic Party that would be like, no, nigga, we going to do this. We with you.
All of them just ride. They rolled his coattails on in there. And then when it's time for their ass to come up for elections, everybody wanted to back down, worried about are they going to get reelected? Because they mad. Oh shit! All the crackers woke up. All the crackers are paying attention now. They might not vote our ass back in because the crackers are mad. We don't know what to do. Fucking pussy. The whole lot of you bitches. Question number two. Has the president been as captivating and ambitious as his campaign, or has he become more like the average politician than you?
I think he's been ambitious, but the execution of his ambition hasn't been what it was hyped up to be. That's the problem I have. So he's still ambitious, but his actions have shown that he's become just a regular politician like everybody else.
I stopped short of saying he's a regular politician like everybody else. I'll stop short of saying that, but he's definitely not the ambitious, go for the gusto, you know what I'm saying, shoot for the stars guy he was in the campaign. The reality of just how much he really can do, it set in. The process slapped him in the face. Yeah. That's why his fucking press secretary always looking like a deer in headlights. He should have been fired. Yeah. Been fired. The press secretary is the worst you could possibly imagine. Yeah. I hate him. I hate his press secretary. I fucking hate his fat, porky, fucking scared pussy ass. You know what I'm saying? I hate him. 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 I want him fired, Obama! You cannot get reelected with that motherfucker being your guy when it's time for reelection. You gotta fire the press secretary. He is not working. He's the worst ever.
I think that guy's happy just to have the job title, to be honest.
That guy is the worst press secretary for this guy, for this president, you could possibly have. I want him to go get Ari Fleischer, Bush's old press secretary, before you run with Robert. All right. Robert's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Like I said earlier today, man, he needs a little bit more George Bush in him, man. He needs a little bit more George Bush in him.
Not that much.
Just the way it's like, nigga, I don't care. It's going to get through.
You know what I mean? Not to the point where you don't care even when you're wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that much.
Yeah. That's why I said just a little bit.
Just a little. How do you think America has handled us having a black president so far?
America is still kind of the one half of America is still kind of, I think they still are unsure. You know, the other America, we already know what they think.
Right.
Yeah, I think America with the C is I think they still kind of, there's a bit of ambiguity in the situation. There's still a gray area where they kind of really don't know what to feel about the situation right now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I think they really wishy-washy basically about it. They like him, then it's like, what is he doing? And it's like, okay, and like, it's like they haven't experienced this kind of thing before, so they really don't know how they feel about it.
Right. I understand that. Like I said, I feel like there's a whole, this is the kicker, y'all. I swear, this is the funniest shit about the whole thing. The Tea Party motherfuckers, the crackers in the country, they didn't really go vote anymore. They were like, fuck the politicians, those motherfuckers, Rod, Sam, Billy Bob. You dig?
Yeah.
They were aloof. They weren't sleep at the wheel. They were aloof. They didn't even really give a fuck about politics. They only got riled up when the nigga won. I say the nigga because that's what they see him as. Now they're mad. Boy. Now they're awake now. Now they're like, oh, whoa. They went out, and that's why the Democrats lost. That's why the Democrats lost the midterm elections.
Yeah.
Because they woke the crackers up. You feel me? They were like, whoa, wait a minute. I mean, I didn't think you'd actually win. No shit. Oh, whoa. Think I'm going to go to vote next time, buddy. Yeah. Think I'm going to go vote next time. You feel me?
Yeah, they're going to come to a next time.
Yeah. That's why the Democrats got their ass handed to him in the midterms. And that's why I feel like he might not win, you know, he might not win the second term. Because before, he snuck by the crackers because they didn't think it was enough good, decent white folks to actually put him in here. Because we couldn't do it alone. No way.
Right.
It's not enough of us. But they didn't think the good, decent white folk would give him a chance. Where the good, decent white folk came out and gave him a chance. Now all the crackers who really didn't give a fuck about the political process have waken up and they came back and they got energized. We woke those fuckers up when he won. He woke them up. It was a side effect of him winning. They were asleep because they were all like, all politicians are the same. We don't give a fuck. Give us our guns, motherfucker, and we're good. Woo! Holy shit, the nigga won.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What the hell? And now we're awake. And now we're here. And that's what happened. It was an unintended side effect of him winning. That's exactly what happened. And that's where we're at right now. That's why I'm like, in between the good, decent white folk who are still waffling on the fence with him, in between those who said, well, I did it first time. I was wanting to feel good about myself. I didn't want to feel like a racist, so I just voted for him anyway. You know, because I'm really not a racist. He's like, really, though?
Right.
So those guys, those white guys who did it the first time, now they're like, well, I really didn't know, but now I don't know this time. On top of that, coupled with the fact that the crackers are awake, is why he can't win.
Yeah.
That's why he can't win. That's why I feel like he can't win. Next time. K fucking 100. Yeah, real shit. What was the best and worst thing the president has done so far?
I think the best thing that he actually touched on earlier, what he tried to do, what I think is as far as universal health care, especially helping people who, especially like poor, broke people who really don't have any health care whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, on the flip side to that, with you know, Democrats getting all, not I said Democrats, but the Republicans getting all bent out of shape because a lot of them are stakeholders in a lot of these companies and trying to push all these products and trying to make money off of these drugs and basically killing people, got all hot. So, you know, they kind of sort of backed off. So he really didn't get it done how he wanted to get it done, talking about what he's actually doing, making a socialist society or whatever. But it's like, I don't even think what people really realize what the word socialist actually means. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
I think the worst thing he probably did was not hold on to the promise of and like you said before, I kind of understand why he probably couldn't. He knows stuff that we don't know, because of course he knows stuff that the CIA, the NSA, and things like that know now. He probably can just pull out of these war zones that the U.S. really doesn't have any business being a part of, honestly. So that's the two big things that I see right now. And the thing is allowing. I think another thing that I had noticed is that Obama was pro-choice, and I think he allowed them to use that. He allowed the I can't even think of the Republicans to use that platform to try to go against him, talking about, well, he's not a good Christian president, or he's about pro-choice, he's about killing babies and things like that. And I think he let them leverage that particular issue too, a little bit too much. And I'm like, wow, that's, you know, that's not even the biggest issue that's on the table right now. So,
All right. Another failure. Well, I'm going to give Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, like maybe a D at best, is immigration. He's done absolutely nothing to tackle the immigration issue. Nothing. Nothing. When I say nothing, fucking nothing. Nothing. What the fuck has he done about immigration? That's one of the biggest panders he's had so far. Pander meaning waffling back and forth. He has zip, zero, zilch, nothing, nada about immigration. He doesn't want to give him amnesty because he doesn't want to piss off certain white groups.
Yeah.
He hasn't said, you guys got to go back because he didn't want to piss off the Hispanics. He's done absolutely nothing about one of the hot top five issues that people really give a fuck about in this country, especially if you live in out west. And it's a top five shit.
I think it's a money grab. I think it's a money grab for that because want to know how they can make money. People don't want them here, and they primarily talking about the Mexicans. They don't want them here, but they want to really still know how they can get money from them. You get what I'm saying? So it's a touchy situation. And, you know, you hear Republicans talk about it all the time. Well, the president's not being real. He's not being real steadfast on the situation. And I said, but y'all not either. And y'all wouldn't have done the same thing either, because it's been going on for years and y'all haven't done anything about it when y'all were in office. So, I mean, really.
That's just, you're right. But you know what? The fucked up thing about it is, I feel like even if he tried, it wouldn't get through Congress anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think so either, because this is the thing. This is the thing. The reason why I say it's a money grab, because there's money involved, and money meaning jobs, opportunities for growth. And don't get it twisted now. I mean, people are funneling drugs through Mexico, and some of the biggest, I guess, consumers of a lot of the cocaine that's coming through here, a lot of that stuff is used for medicinal purposes. And who's using that stuff? You got hospitals using that stuff. So they're really not going to stop the stuff from coming through. So it's like, okay, if we lock down the border, a lot of people are going to suffer as far as the jobs and just the whole money bag as a whole.
Right.
So it's a huge problem. And they're not really telling the whole story in the media. So you can't bring a lot of this stuff on boats anymore. So what's the best thing to do? Bring it through Belize and then end up through Mexico and then end up through Arizona and Texas and South Texas.
That's been going on forever, though. I mean,
exactly. But they don't. Yeah. They don't want to stop it though. They're just trying to blame it. They try to use certain situations, like a lot of the people that live out in the sticks out here end up. There was a couple of them that ended up getting murdered. This one guy was a rancher and things like that. So they try to use those types of things to try to point. To try to blame it on Obama, which is really not his fault.
Right. Question five. Do you think he'll be reelected? Did I ask you that?
No, you didn't ask me that.
Yeah. Question five. Do you think he'll be reelected for a second term?
That's a hard one. If I had to pick one, I would say yes. And the reason I say that is because there are a good faction of people that really want to see him succeed. But the problem is though, you got a big section of crackers that really don't want to see him do well at all. So it's gonna be a tight one. This next election come around gonna be a tight one, but I think he can pull it out.
I want him to pull it out, and of course I'm going to vote and I'm going to root for him. Man, it's just too many Tea Party crackers out there, man. Too many.
Yeah,
of them.
There's a lot of people against him though.
Yeah, they're gonna come out in droves, man. And that's just how I feel. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of them, they got caught slipping, but not twice. last question. Should he have shown his birth certificate today?
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not.
Why do you say that?
I was hot when I saw that. I was like, I didn't, and you know what the funny thing was? I didn't pay attention to the whole birth certificate thing. I thought it was really stupid. So I really didn't pay attention to that situation at all. And then all of a sudden, I got up this morning and I turned the news on and they showed this live press conference that he was having. And I'm like, what are you talking about now? I thought it was like some type of crisis going on. You know, something happened over in Libya or something. About some soldiers got killed or whatever. And they talking about the birth certificate. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, man, somebody missing their favorite TV show in the morning because you got to pull out your birth certificate because this crack over here who's basically broke and talking about he want to run for president. And I was like, if he can't even keep his businesses up and running, how can I trust him with the economy? That's neither here nor there. He worried about this nigga where he's from. Like, come on, dude.
Really?
You might want to visit Bosley Health Harrison or something like that. That's who or something before.
Donald Trump used to be all right with me until about now. Now,
yeah.
He's officially on my shit list. As basically for the past couple months, where he's been on this on this campaign, like he's campaigning for president and bashing. I'm just like, you know what, bitch, fuck you. You was already like a white motherfucker that was like, hey, yeah, you got the little show. It's kind of funny, you know. You know, you're fired.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck you, cracker. That's where I'm at with him. All right, man.
Yeah.
Stay on the line, all right? Thanks for calling in,
yeah,
all right?
Man.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Private caller?
What?
Oh, Keith, what's going on?
Not much.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. Episode 193. I see Shay and Michigan Girl on the line. They haven't hit the number one yet, so, oh, well, Michigan Girl just did. See a couple other people. All you other people, hit the number one. I'm going to play a new song by my homie Avenue after this call. All right, Do It Like Me. It's a hot joint. I'm running it. He's with Team Striz. Hit a holler. I'm going to run his new record after I take this call. I'm going to answer some more calls with their hands raised. But some of you people, hit the number one. Hit the number one. If you don't know, if you don't hit the number one, then if you're just on the phone listening and you don't press the number one, then I don't come to your phone line generally, especially if I really don't know your number. I really won't do it. Sometimes I'll test my K100 Facebook like that. You know, you never know what they might be doing. You never know what they might be doing. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Episode 193. President Barack Obama. Keith, what say you?
Yeah.
What's the president's grade? How has the president done so far in his term? What you give him?
I would give him a B minus.
A B minus. What
yeah.
say you? That's not a good grade. That's not a perfect grade. So what's happened?
I feel like he can only do what he can do. You know what I'm saying? He is one person. And even though people like, but he's the president, he does not have ultimate decision-making, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think because he's the president, whatever he say, that's what it is. And they are totally ignorant to the whole political process if they think that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he's still, you know what I'm saying? He, yes, he is the CEO, the director, damn.
Commander-in-chief.
I was about to say the CEO, but the commander-in-chief. But he doesn't have, like, final decision making on a lot of things. So I think the most he can do is work with what he has.
You know, it's totally up to him whether the troops stay in war. He could have brought them home. What do you think about that decision?
I do know that. I think that as far as that's concerned, there are a whole lot of things tied up into that. A whole lot. Like, you know, you just talking about pulling all the troops out of there. Do you know? See, and people don't think about it. You have these contract workers over there doing supplies or whatever. You have all kind of things aside from just the troops. The whole trickle-down effect from that could be just totally devastating. Not to mention that those countries be like, yeah, y'all gone, you know, pulled out, whatever. It's more about, I think, more about finances than anything, which in the world, basically everything's going to boil down to a financial-type issue. When you have to pull out the troops, that means you're pulling out all those contract workers over there that's making money and paying their taxes back over here. They're over there making $120,000 a year, even though they only have to pay taxes on $85,000 of that. But still, it's a whole trickle-down effect that comes along with pulling all those troops out of there.
Okay. They don't have to pay taxes on $85,000. What the fuck did you just say? What'd you say?
Like, if you're over there, if you make anything over, like, most of the contractors over there make between $100,000 and $120,000 a year. They only have to pay taxes on the first $85,000 of that money.
On the first $85,000?
On the first $85,000. Okay. Anything beyond the $85,000 is, like, free money. That's why you got people breaking their neck and trying to go over there.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it's a lot of other residual things that people don't think about, a lot of things people don't really know. Like, we, even with supplies and them, the contract workers, that's still money that's coming into the U.S. from them even being over there. That's fucked up that you risk some lives for that, but that's what we do in the world, period. We risk other people's lives for the low or nothing. You got firemen, police officers, they can get killed any day, and they in the bottom of the phone pole when it comes to the salary.
Yeah, true. So you give him a B-. Okay. Has the president been as captivating and ambitious as his campaign was, does he seem like he's become more of the average politician to you now?
He is not as ambitious and captivating, but I would not say he's the average politician either.
Somewhere in between?
Yeah, because, like, all that captivation and all that stuff, you're like, yeah, once you got in the office and realized what the fuck you really dealing with, they was like slap in the face of him, like, wow, this is like, this ain't Toys R Us, this is like for real.
But I don't think
he's the average either.
Nah, I'm still waiting for him to put that basketball goal up at the White House. Oh, come on, man. Put the
goal
up outside.
No, as soon as he do it, they're going to say, oh, he got time to play basketball.
Do it. You're fucking right. If George Bush puts ass and go to Camp David in the middle of Katrina, fuck everybody. You're fucking right. He can go shoot some hoops. Kiss my ass.
But of course it's not going to look like that. When it's him, he can't even, him and his family can't even go on vacation without them tripping.
Yeah, you know what? That's that cracker shit. I don't even want to talk about that. I'm not even getting on the platform. Question number 3. How do you think America has handled us having a black president?
Oh, yeah, they hating it right now. The sad part is, it's some niggas out there. And when I say nigga, I mean niggas.
Somebody pay Ashby fucking Ross. Send him a message on Facebook and tell him to get his fucking ass to K100. What the fuck is he doing? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's some straight niggas out there. How in the world, if you black, I don't give a damn if he's doing a piss-ass F-minus job. You done had 1,000 white presidents in here do the same shit, but you want to dog him out. But when the crackers was doing it, it's like, oh, you know, it's so messed up, this and that. But when Obama do it, it's like, what the hell that nigga did it? Why he got to be all that? I want to see your monkey ass get up there and do something better. Half of you don't even have a damn high school diploma, but you want to talk about with this man. I'm like, America, and I don't even care about what the crackers say. I'm more concerned about when I hear these dumbass niggas talking. Like, you half of you don't even, that was the first time you ever voted, and you 35 years old. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't, what are you talking about? You just thought just because he's black, he's going to be this big miracle working, coming here and fix 20 years worth of bullshit. And really? You thought that really?
Right. Like I said, man.
And the crackers, we already know they hate me. We already know. That's, we don't even have to talk about that part. We already know. But the sad part is, I think it's a few more white people on this side than black people right now. Because black people don't, since they don't know anything, a lot of them don't know anything about the political process. They just going by what they see in the media. When the media is only going to tell you what they want you to, how they want you to feel, so they're going to feed you certain things. A lot of y'all, a lot of them don't even know shit about the political process.
Right, basically. Basically. Somebody, if you're in the K100 group, if you're in the K100 group, send Rapper Ross a message right on his fucking wall and tell him to get his ass to K100. He was talking all that shit about the president. Where the fuck is he at? Next question. Next question. Hold on, let me get back to my question page. I just wrote on his wall. All right, question. Do you think he'll get reelected? No. Stop. Question number four. What was the best and worst thing the president has done in his presidency so far?
I think the best thing that he's done is that, for the most part, he's been able to keep his composure. Even with all the bull, you know, he still kept his composure above anything else. He I don't see where he's ever let them take him out of character.
True that. I will give you that. That's one of my favorite things about the man. I don't say that's not even that, because when I say accomplishments, I guess that is an accomplishment. You could say, feel me?
Because we don't even realize the half of the stuff he's faced with.
True. That's one of my things about his character. I would say that I like. That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite thing. He's just a cool. He's a cool motherfucker. You can't ruffle his feathers. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not in the staff meetings where you probably have to snap on a motherfucker for not doing their job. But when it comes to the public eye, you can't ruffle that man's feathers.
And ultimately, that's what matters, because we the one to vote you in or out,
right,
for that matter.
Right. So, like I said, I think it was Billy Bat Phoenix that said, when he got down and when he got in that motherfucking went to war with Bill O'Reilly's faggot ass, nigga, I couldn't have been prouder. I couldn't have been prouder, because I can't stand that pussy ass cracker. I hate that bitch. I want to slap him in his face, like, for real, literally. Him, Tim Beck, Rush Limbaugh, I want to slap them white boys in their mouth. Like, I really do. And like, and if I get assault charges for it, it's okay. But I'll give them.
I'll be
the nigga that say I slap that bitch in his mouth. I'll do it, dog. Eat that charge. I'm going to get out. I ain't kill him. It's an assault charge, nigga. I'd do that probation. I'd slap the fuck out of him if I could. That's how I feel about that bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Straight up. So like Billy Bad Phoenix said, when he kept his calm and composure in that interview, you can't ruffle his feathers. That's one of my favorite things about him.
Yeah.
I think. Besides his intellect, besides he's a fucking smart motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
He's smart enough not to let them ruffle his feathers in public.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about the guy, the man, the president, the man. All right, question number five. No. You didn't tell me the worst thing. What's the worst thing?
The worst thing about him.
The worst thing that he's done in his presidency, it don't got to be about him personally.
In his presidency. I mean, I've heard the birth certificate thing, the immigrants. I don't know what the worst is. Because, I mean, all of that is just relative. A lot of shit we don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in his shoes. So it's easy for me to say, like, from the outside looking in, what he's not doing. But, hell, I'm not in that man's shoes every day, so I don't know.
Okay, of course everybody knows my answer.
Birth certificate.
No, my answer is he hasn't got those fucking crack laws repealed. Those federal crack laws with all these motherfucking, and he can make Eric Holder, they can, but That's also not really his fault because he got to go through Congress
and that's my whole thing about even if I try to pick a worse thing, a lot of that stuff is beyond his control. Even though he's the president, it's still beyond his control. They don't want the immigration problem to be solved because it's been going on for too long. They don't want it because it's going to affect these big businesses getting their cheap ass labor. And then what's going to happen is they're going to start shipping stuff overseas again. We're going to have a problem with that. You know, so then you got the crack, the marijuana, which the economy needs. The government know they need that shit. They burn some of it or whatever, but they put the rest of it back out on the street. They send some of the immigrants back. They let some of them stay. I mean, for real, like, realistically, they don't, a lot of shit that they put out there that they want to fix, they don't want to fix it.
Right. The war on drugs is the biggest scam that we've probably had in the past, I don't know. Besides the war in Iraq, the war on drugs is the biggest scam of this millennium, of this century. You know what I'm saying? Question number five. Do you think he will be reelected for a second term? Do you think he'll win?
Nah, they ain't going to let that shit fly twice.
Who is they?
That's a hell no. The crowd is not. And the black people, them dumb niggas that I was talking about earlier, they not going to go and vote for him again. I am, but they ain't going to do it because they're too busy listening to what the media is talking about, and they don't know shit.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They don't come back out like we did. They was excited the first time.
Right,
but now
they're
so busy listening to the media about what he's not doing and this and that and trying, you know, down talking. So it's going to be the something that he's like, I ain't going back out there again, send them long-ass line and vote him and he did that for me.
them niggas, like I said, I want him to win. I'm going to vote for him, but if I got to put money on it. Last question. Should he have shown his birth certificate to the world today?
I don't think he should have, but I understand why he did it.
I understand why he did it, but I still don't think
he got too much other shit to be worrying about. That's one less thing. I'm like, he just chose to be the bigger person. He just chose to be the bigger person. He got tired of just, you know what I'm saying? So you get to the point sometimes with certain things where you just get to be like, just fuck it, here. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever.
I know, but it's just like, it's just one of them things where you should have said, bitch, I'm me. Fuck you.
But that's one of those things where he, like, if he would have did that, like, see how he is, man. He let a nigga come out on him. You know what I'm saying? So,
no,
I'm
not letting a nigga come out of you. I didn't tell him to say, bitch, on me and throw the middle fingers up. I'm like,
I mean, that's pretty much like what he would have been saying, though. I mean, but he's just like, he's tired of him. He got so many other things to deal with. It's like, he go to damn birth. Even though they could have found that on their own.
That's what I'm saying.
So he just, like, forget it. He was just like, you know what, just forget it. I'm tired of hearing it. He just got sick of it. That's a very minute issue. Everybody keeps saying there's so many bigger things. And that's what he was talking about. I got so many bigger issues to deal with than this damn birth certificate. So let's get that out of the way. Come on, bring something else. Throw something else my way. Now what?
I know that, but I'm just like, to me, it then that motherfucking bitch gonna get on the motherfucking news day and say, I'm proud of what I've accomplished. You fuck ass cracker.
What did you accomplish? You ain't accomplished nothing. Nothing at all. You trying to prove that he's not American and all you accomplished is showing that he was. You so stupid. And anybody that wanna encourage him is stupid too.
That motherfucker really just, I want to reach that TV and choke that toupee off that faggot. All right, stand by. Let's call the show. All right.
Mm-hmm.
347-934-0966. I gotta take a quick 3-minute break. Don't go anywhere. 269 Michigan Girl 337. You on next? I see Shay. But as promised, I'm gonna debut my homie's song. Of course, you know K100. You know what I'm saying? We play independent artists. My homie from Hitaholics sent the song in. I said I was going to play it today. This is my homie Avenue, his new song, Do It Like Me, and then we're coming right back to the phone lines. Michigan Girl on deck, then 337, and then Shay. Stand by. K1's Internet Radio. This is the homie Avenue out of the deck, Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, with his joint, Do It Like Me. And I love this joint. Ladies, I think y'all going to dig it. Here we go.
Bye. I know what you need, baby.
I know that you love it, love it. Every time we touch it, baby, I get done. You fall asleep, done. You fall asleep. Every time we touch it, baby, I get done. You fall asleep, done. You fall asleep.
of my love and my kids. I guess it's safe to say I got you seen him. Got you dancing and got you near to me. Got you wishing you just could be with me.
Got my hands in your hair, your legs in the air. Loving your body, baby, I'm about to take you there.
Internet radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. That was the homie Avenue from the Hitaholics, you dig? He fucks with us. That's Team Striz over there, you dig? Check out the song he's got with Deep De Niro called It's a Party, you dig? Wait till you hear this song. He's coming over here to rock with me tomorrow, you dig? Oh, yeah. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the motherfucking show. Episode 193. President Barack Obama, my main man, my president is black. If Jeezy didn't do that song, I'd play it, but Jeezy ain't gonna call the show, so fuck it. 347-934-0966, Michigan girl.
What's going on?
What's going on? You like that Avenue joint?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm feeling it.
You fucking with it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's a dope joint. It's a dope record. You feel what I'm saying? Straight up. Oh, matter of fact, hold on, Michigan girl. Avenue, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line, bro.
Just a minute late. It just went off, but they're feeling it. Hold on, matter of fact, you stay on the line real quick. Let me get the general consistency. Hey, Key.
Yeah.
You feeling that Avenue joint?
Yeah, didn't he do that at the club? Did he do a part of that at the club that night?
Well, no, that night he did It's a Party. He did It's a Party that night at the club.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling that out, especially the part about you leaving the club and you calling me. Yeah, I like that.
All right. Billy Bad Phoenix, you rocking with that Avenue joint?
Hey, I rocked with it, man. I dig it. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Shay, you rocking with that Avenue joint?
Yeah, I'm digging it. That's nice. I like that.
All right. From the 337, you rocking with that Avenue joint?
Motherfucker, you know what it is. Yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for. I didn't know who you was. But first of all, I'm coming to you. Do you like the Avenue joint?
I said I'm fucking with it.
All right, you stand by. I'm waiting for your ass. Hold the fuck on. God damn it. All right, Avenue. Across the border, homie, they fucking with the record, so that's a go. You know what I mean?
I appreciate the love, y'all. I appreciate the love, definitely, man.
All right, real quick before I go to Michigan, girl, how you feel about our president, Barack Obama? What kind of job you think he's doing?
I think he's doing an outstanding job, man. I mean, they sugarcoat a lot of the stuff that he is doing as far as the health care and as far as him actually giving back to the Black Formers Foundation.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he did a wonderful job. I mean, they just don't show a lot of the stuff that he is doing.
Right. Do you think he's going to get reelected for a second term?
Most definitely, man. The Republicans ain't got nobody to actually go against him. You know, Sarah Palin definitely not going to do it. So, I mean, I don't think they got anybody strong enough to go against him.
I hope you're right. I don't know, but I'm doubtful about it. But I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right. Should he have shown the world his birth certificate today?
I don't think that's important to the world. I mean, I think that's just another way for the Republicans to try to beat down his character. I don't think that's his job. He's already elected. He is a citizen. I mean, what more do you want? You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that was right as far as what the so-called people wanted.
All right. Thanks for calling into the show, homie. I love the music. You know I fucks with you. Avenue here, the Hollis. We're going to do big things. You coming to the lab tomorrow?
Oh, yes, most definitely, man.
I got the tracks on deck, man. It's going to be a monster. You're going to love them. We make hits over here, motherfucker. K100 Internet Radio, the homie Avenue. Thanks for calling in, man. Stand by. Let me take the rest of these calls.
All right, man.
All right. Michigan girl. All right, we're back on track. Thanks for tuning into the show. Thanks for being patient with me while I holler at the homie. Episode 193, President Barack Obama. That's what the show is about tonight. We're talking about the president and the job he's done thus far. Michigan girl, overall, how would you grade President Obama's term in office thus far?
I would probably give him like a B-C+.
B-C+. Yeah, C+. Why that grade? That's average. So not great, yeah. But that's average. What's wrong? I mean, why not A? Why to C?
Well, it's average because I already knew going in he was fighting an uphill battle. You coming in after 8 years of Bush and it's already fucked up. So basically, it's like you coming in, you buying a house that you know is fucked up, and you got to put in a lot of work before you're gonna see any progress. I said before he got elected that he would need at least 2 terms before we saw any kind of growth, progression, you know, any kind of real substantial change, because the shit was just fucked up from go, and he walked into a fucked up situation. So I never give him an F because I know going in it was fucked up. But, you know, I just don't feel like he stuck to his guns on some of the stuff, like when he was campaigning, that he said he was going to do. So that's why it's a C instead of an A.
Okay. That's basically generally what everybody who's giving him a C, which is like myself, and I'm not giving him a C. See, when I gave him my C, I didn't take into account the shit that I know he couldn't fix on his own. I didn't even really, I'm not giving him a C because the economy is shit, because I give him an A on the economy, because the economy should be fucked. Totally. And he's the reason why it's not. So I literally give him an A on the economy. He rescued this bitch. You know what I'm saying? He didn't totally fix it, but I'm saying he stopped it from fucking just collapsing. So you got to give him an A on the economy. Even though the economy's fucked up, it could be 10 times worse had he not taken the steps he's taken. So when I give him a C, I'm not giving it to him on shit that I know that he really couldn't fucking control in the first place. And like I said, I give the Democrats as a whole a fucking F. So I don't give him a C based on things that he couldn't push through because they bitch asses wouldn't back him up. It's other things. You feel me? It's other things that he could have done that he had control over that I feel like he pandered on. Why I didn't give him an A. Question number two. Has the president, to you right now, is he still as captivating and as ambitious as he was during his campaign? Or does he seem more like the average politician now to you?
You know what? I will never say he is the average politician. Uh-huh. He's still... To me, he's still above average. He's not the average politician, but I will say I don't think he's as captivating or charismatic as he was during his campaign. And I know he's dealing with a lot of shit. They're trying to beat him down, you know, so you can't expect him to be exactly the same, but I was hoping he would keep some of that fire, some of that, you know, energy, you know, change the world or what he wanted to do. I think he's lost some of it, but he still is not the average politician.
All right. I definitely won't call him the average politician, but he doesn't have that. The thing about it is, like, I think it's just like Keith said. He was like full of fire, and he came in there with the guns blazing, and then those motherfuckers said, "Bitch, this the White House. This how we do things." Hold the fuck up, shouty. You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't do as much as he wanted to do, and they tied his hands. That's what I'm saying.
As much as he thought he was going to be able to do,
exactly.
It was like, I thought he was going in and he was about to change the world, and they like, hold on, wait a minute, you can only do thus and so.
Right. And no help in part in any way to the fucking Republicans who get a fucking F in my book. The Democratic Party, my bad. The Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi had, the whole Democratic Party as a whole, failed, because they don't have his back. How do you think America has handled the fact that we got a black president in general? How we have
you know in general, I'm going to have to agree with Key on what I've noticed, but it's a whole lot of niggas that I don't know if they thought the world was going to magically, and I'm not talking about black folks, I'm not talking about us, you know, people that got something. I'm talking about the niggas that, you know, went out and voted for the first time, and they thought something was going to magically change just because we got a black president. I think sometimes they harder on him than some of the white folks.
And then we got a lot of niggas who feel like he's just like everybody else. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Raffy Ross?
Like,
really? He's next.
We can't even stick together behind a black president. So, but we got years and years and years of white presidents, be they Democratic or Republican, mostly Republican, whatever. But they done did some way fucked up shit, and y'all on him about shit that he couldn't even change. Well, look at the economy. Okay, like you said, the economy could be much worse. Yes, it's bad, but it could be much worse. And y'all act like it's his fault. This shit was fucked up when he got it.
Right.
This shit was fucked up when he got it, and y'all act like y'all ain't got no common sense. And then, of course, you got the crackers or, you know, rednecks, that's sick and, you know, rolling over and all them Tea Party motherfuckers that need to go jump in a lake like where they did the Boston Tea Party because them motherfuckers is just getting on my nerves where the hell they came from when we had a white president.
They are a result of him winning. If he had never won, they wouldn't exist. That's the first thing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, y'all racist motherfuckers. Y'all just want to come up out of nowhere.
Listen,
we got a black president.
The Tea Party shows you that we still have a racism problem in this country. Because had he not won,
we didn't was lying to themselves.
Right. The Tea Party wouldn't. All they is a bunch of crackers who really are closet racists. That's all they are. They're no.
I really don't think they ain't closet. They in the open with it. It's just saying nigga, and they probably saying nigga when we can't hear.
Yeah, some of them are closet racists. Nigga, say it to my face. Say it with your motherfucking chest, bitch. All right.
They ain't gonna say it with their face because they still a little scared. But they, to me, they ain't closet because some of the stuff that they doing and saying, it ain't closet. Y'all just still a little scared.
Yeah, you know. What was the best thing and the worst thing that the president has done so far to you?
I guess the best thing I could say that he's done in his presidency, I would kind of like him trying, you know, the healthcare reform, at least getting that out there. It may not be what everybody wanted or something, but some people didn't have healthcare insurance and some people couldn't do whatever. So at least he did stick to that and try to get something out there, but it wasn't exactly what he wanted or what everybody thought it would be. And then the other side of that, too, is he has kept his composure because he's had to deal with a whole lot of fuck-ass shit and disrespectful shit that no other president has ever had to deal with. I mean, I've never heard newscasters and analysts and all these people on, like, Fox News and different things address the president by his name. Well, Barack Obama, what happened to Mr. President? I ain't
right.
never heard y'all call Bush, Clinton,
right.
the other Bush, Reagan. Y'all
Hold
still
up.
A former president so-and-so, but y'all want to call this man by his name. He's a fucking president.
Right.
This man has respect. Just because he's a black president don't mean you can disrespect him.
Right.
So,
Hold up. Gotta tell her. Pay attention, all everybody on the internet. If you're listening to me on the internet right now at blogtalkradio.com/k-100, we've only got 1 minute remaining for the live streaming portion of the show. You must call into the phone lines in order to listen to the rest of the calls. I still got about 4 more calls that I'm gonna take. All right, and I'm not gonna end the show till I take all my calls. But in order to listen to the third hour of the show, which is basically overrun because we only slotted for 2 hours. You have to call into the phone lines and listen to us on the phones. 347-934-0966. Right now, you got about 30 seconds. 347-934-0966. We're going to continue the show. The show's not ending, but the internet portion of the show stops promptly at 10 p.m. Eastern, which is about 20 seconds. 347-934-0966. The conversation will continue. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you're somewhere where you got a good signal and you don't get cut off, because if you get cut off, you won't be able to get the switchboard after 10 p.m. All right, so we're back at it, Michigan girl. What about what was the worst thing that you think he's done so far in his presidency? His worst move?
I mean, not the worst move, because I know there's always underlying things and there's things that he doesn't, you know, that we don't know that he probably knows now that he's president. But, you know, his biggest thing was getting the troops, you know, back home and ending the war and all that. And I just feel like that didn't happen. And it's just – and I know there are other circumstances, things we don't know. But, you know, that was a big thing because the war, we should have never been in it in the damn first place. And that was one of his big campaign things. Oh, you know, I'm going to get the troops home and all that. So I really can't necessarily say it's the worst thing because I'm sure there are things that we don't know. And, like – he was saying about the contractors. I do know that part, that they're over there. There's a lot of money and different things tied up, but I just think there should have been more, still more of an effort to get the troops home and to, you know, make that separation and be like, look, y'all do it how you want to, but we pulling out into what it's going to be, and it's going down.
That, the most disappointing part about that is that's the one area where he is the motherfucking boss, and whatever the fuck he says goes. As commander-in-chief, he may not be able to pass a law without getting through Congress and shit, but as commander-in-chief, if he wants the motherfuckers to come home, all he got to do is say the word. And that's a wrap.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who don't like
it.
I don't give a fuck what Republican don't like it. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. If he say come home, the motherfuckers got to do it. They got to pack the fuck up. That's the most power that he has. Being the commander-in-chief is his most powerful tool as the president. And he don't need permission to bring them the fuck home. You need permission to start the war, but you don't need permission to end that bitch. And the one thing that he can do without having to go through Congress, without having the Republicans help, without even having the puss-ass Democrats help, he didn't do it. That's the problem, and that's why when it comes down to the war, I give him like a D at best. I give him a D. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what the reason is. I'm giving him a D at best on that right there. You feel me? Next question, do you think he would get reelected to a second term?
You know what? Honestly, I'm in the middle on that one, only because sadly I know some Republicans, and the way they're talking right now, they really, I've heard them candidly talking. They're like, we don't really have a viable candidate that they could, that they think could beat President Obama. So I'm still half and half. I want him to get reelected. I will vote for him, but. You know, between the black folks that ain't got good, you know, the niggas that ain't got good sense, the Tea Party folk, it's going to be an uphill battle. And if they pull a viable candidate out of their ass, it might be a wrap. I'm hoping that's not the case, but I'm just saying. So.
Okay. Last question. Should he have shown his birth certificate to the world today?
Hell fuck no. No. Damn it. I mean, I understand why he did it. I understand why he did it. But I would have told the motherfuckers to kiss my ass. There's other things going on. Fuck y'all, I was born in Hawaii. Hawaii is part of the United States. If you want to know that bad, pay for it, go search and find it. And see it for yourself. I ain't showing y'all shit.
I would have did like Cam Newton. Give me $1 million. I told you, I answer your questions, bitch. Fuck motherfucker, stand by. All right, I'm ready for war. Rap the motherfucking Raw. What it do?
What if, say, before you get into this, I just want to say R.I.P. the JP Squad. Yeah, Bubba, Deshaun, and Cody Bang. You know what I'm saying? I just lost 4 people in like 2 weeks.
All right. R.I.P. to them. R.I.P. to them. You feel me? I don't know them, but if they fool with you, they're probably good people because you good people. Even though we finna go to war right now, you still good people. You know what I'm saying? Your views on politics has nothing to do with the man. But right about now, I'm going to ask you. Now. Raspy Rawls is a staunch critic of Barack Obama, a President Barack Obama. You feel me? Excuse me. I sound like a Fox News analyst.
I'm a critic of all politicians, not just him. Let's clear that up.
I understand you don't like any politicians. But
yes,
this is my problem with brothers like you. I know you don't like politicians. I don't like politicians myself per se. All right? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what this man has done, being a person of color, a black person, what you want to call him, half and half or whatever, what he has done should not in any way, shape, or form by any black man be downplayed, be frowned upon, or whatever. I'm not saying everybody should just blindly have his back at the end. If you black, I feel like that, if you want to be honest. If you black, I just don't understand why you're not fucking rocking with him, even if you don't like politicians. He's the first one to break that mold. On that fact alone, you can hate all politicians, but when it comes down to this particular politician, I feel like it would behoove all black people to shut the fuck up about. You could be open and honest and candid like I am on 100 on K100 about and be critical and give a true assessment of the job. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to have his motherfucking back. That's how I feel as you being black, period, point blank, in this motherfucking country. I'm your
fuck. I give him his props. I give him his props to being elected. I give him that. I even give him his props on some of the shit that he done did.
But why
you know
are you critical of him? Sometimes you sound like you might be a part of the Tea Party.
At the same time, he's a puppet. And when people start realizing that all of them are puppets, then you start to say, all right, yeah, you got in there. But fuck, you got in there to do the same thing the fucking crap has been doing to us. You ain't nothing but a puppet. Yeah, they all going to do something. Every last president going to do something to help the economy, to help America. But guess what? They going to do some shit to hurt the fuck out of us, too.
What has he done to hurt the fuck out of us?
All right, let's say, you know, November 30, you know a law was passed. You cannot grow organic. You can't have a garden in your yard. They're not strict in it yet, but there's going to be a time come when the oil is going to be higher, so everything else is going to go up. So now people are going to be like, well, fuck it, I'm going to grow my own food. Think that's a law now. You breaking a law. You got to stop that. See, a lot of people don't know about that law. It passed November 30. Matter of fact, by the time I got up on it, it had to pass.
And you think Barack Obama had a hand in stopping you from being able to...
He got a hand in all that. When everything is passed, it goes through him. You know what I'm saying? It still has to go through Congress, but he also has to go through the president. He can veto anything they put up there. Am I wrong?
And so since... I don't even know if this is actually true. I just got to research this. But I'm going to go with your word that you can't grow. So right now, my grandma breaking a federal law in her backyard. She might as well be going.
But see, you got to look at it. It's not in place to fuck with you right now. That's not why it's in place. It's already a bigger agenda. That's just already done. So when everything else falls in line, it's already a law. You can't say nothing about it because it already has been passed.
Okay. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but it's like you blaming you. It's like you using some of the most. It's like you being petty, bro. It's like you using something petty to find a reason not to support the dude.
All right. You saying it's petty now, but wait till you fucking food prices be sky. You can't afford food, and the best way you can get it is to grow it. And you can't grow that shit in your fucking yard.
One thing about it, at the end of the fucking day, that stuff like that doesn't concern me because I'm still the same motherfucker that if shit, if anything gets wild, I start robbing and selling dope first before I be broken home. That's just me. I'm not worried about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's niggas on the street. But we're talking about on the whole and for the whole country. Not everybody gonna feel like fucking nigga, it get that bad, nigga, I go back to my old ways. Some people don't have those ways.
The point is to bring that up and use it as a reason why you don't support Barack Obama, President Obama, to me, especially when you're black, that sounds like something a white person to say. But when you're black, it's like, that's the reason why you don't support him? Give me something else.
It has nothing to do with color with me. See, that's the thing about it. We shouldn't even be looking at it as far as I'm black, he's black. Yeah,
I have to. He's black. It's like acting like he's not black. It's like crazy as fuck.
No, but man, I'm gonna support him just because he's black is crazy as fuck. I'm gonna support him on by what he stands for, what he do, not by his fucking color. Cause I see one video they got this white dude. I can't remember what senator he was. From his views, this probably be the only dude I would ever fight to vote for. From his views, if he was to stand by him, if he was to ever get elected. I'm going to find it for you, and I'm going to put it on your page.
But guess what, though? If he get elected, everything that he's talking about in that motherfucking video,
he can't do.
Barack Obama can't do everything he wanted to do.
He can't do it either.
He can't do it. Who the fuck is he? He going to come in here and shut Congress down and go around Congress and say, whatever the fuck made you want to fight for that motherfucking white boy, shitty talking, that bitch can talk that shit. But if his ass get elected, half that shit he ain't gonna be able to do just like Barack Obama couldn't do.
3/4 of it, now you in the house.
All right then. But you gonna support him?
I support people on what they do, their actions. But Barack, fuck all the rest of the presidents.
I'm sure President Obama would like to do more things and stuff that you want that you would like to see him do, that I would like to see him do, but I know there's some shit he just can't do. I'm a realist.
Actually, there's nothing he can't do at all. Like I keep saying, he's a puppet.
Okay.
He's a puppet.
All right.
He don't control shit. He's just a fucking a face for you to see. That's all the fuck he is.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What was the can you think of one good thing? What was the good thing? Can you give me one good thing and one very bad thing that he's done?
Oh, the hell care was, you know what I'm saying? To say that if you have an injury and you have insurance, and the injury was before you had insurance, you can now go to the doctor. That was great. I'm not gonna lie. That was awesome because I know people who are right, say I'm sick, but fuck it, I ain't got a good job now. So now I can't go to the hospital because I was already sick. He didn't change that around. That was great. I'm not going to lie. Like I say, not everything he did was bad. I'm not going to say everything. He just dropped the ball on everything. No, I'm not going to sit up here and say that. Whoever says that is a fucking lie. And you know me, I'm like one of the toughest critics. So if I say he done did some good shit, he done did some good shit.
So why don't
you... But the still the same. The still is like the bad shit. It's like you say, the birth certificate shit, like you talking about that. Motherfucker, if y'all didn't find my birth certificate, I was running for president. I ain't got time for y'all to. I ain't even got time to even answer that question enough.
Right.
If you didn't find that motherfucker when I was running, don't ask me for it now.
Right.
But
I understand
what
that.
Do?
I disagree.
What
I disagree.
Do?
I did. He did the President Obama olive branch responsible presidential thing.
I was responsible when they've been talking about it. This ain't just started.
Not a street nigga that's a rapper hosting a fucking internet radio show thing.
But this ain't just started. This ain't the first time this came up. Oh, so now that Donald Trump come, now you feel pressure. Fuck that. It came up before. You ain't produced it before. Don't produce that motherfucker now. This shit ain't just coming. This ain't the first time we hearing about this.
I agree with what you're saying right now. I told you, this is how I feel too. I wouldn't have did it either. But at the end of the day, he is where he's at in life because he did things like that. He's where he's at right now because he's made decisions to do things like that. And I'm where I'm at right now because I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
We both.
Right. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean, at the grand scheme of things, this is when you sit back and look at the painting, not one. You look at the canvas. You look at the whole painting, not that one little stroke that artist didn't kind of quite get right on that one part. But you sit back and you look at the entire masterpiece, and you look at the whole big picture. And when you sit back and you look at the whole big picture, I don't understand black people who don't support President Barack Obama.
All right, look, check this out. You see the shit that's going on in the Middle East? America started that.
He didn't start it. America did.
America, I'm talking about our branches of government.
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
So you don't think he know that our CIA was out there provoking that shit before it got to where it was?
It was there when he got there. When he got in the office, he only been in the office 2.5 years. It was already there when he got there.
I'm talking about that shit with Syria though. This all shit,
just
she was already playing.
We were covert operations in Syria and Libya for fucking decades. We've been doing it. We were going to kill Gaddafi in the 80s. Assassinate him. We just didn't go through with it. And we've been over there.
Yeah, we've been over there. And we're going to be over there.
Okay. Has been doing dirty shit since before he got there. He can't come in there and just halt all covert operations overseas. He can't do it.
He can't. He can't covert all operations as over there. But he already knew what this was coming to. You know what I'm saying? He knew it. He led us right into it. You know what I'm saying?
He led us into our gas prices.
Now, gas prices
about
to be through the roof.
Fucked up this 9/11. 9/11
is... All right, if you want to go back to 9/11, Bush only fucked up for Obama to man. Fucking up for Obama to get in.
So you think George just wanted Barack Obama to win?
He had no choice. They're all puppets. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He has no choice. It's not in their hands.
Who are they pulling the strings?
You don't know they got them fucking people who's the so-called Jews, because the Bilderberg Group is Jews.
I know about the Bilderberg Group. I know about them. I know the Illuminati and all that shit. But you mean to tell me they planted, they wanted Barack Obama to be the fucking first president of the United States? I'm fucking me believe that.
They've been grooming Barack for this.
Okay.
This shit ain't just done. They've been grooming Barack for presidency.
Ben Wynn.
Look, when I was in jail.
He was a one-time freshman senator. How did they groom him? 4 years?
Before all of that. I'm talking about up through school and all that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Listen, while I was locked up, I read a book. I was reading this book. It was a nonfiction book. But they were talking about, while I was locked up, his name was in the book. They were talking about this great, you know what I'm saying, speaker from Chicago and all that. So I'm like, how the fuck they knew all of this ahead of time in this fucking book? Then, and before I started researching as much as I do now, and I thought back to that book, you know what I'm saying? They even say Barack had a CIA handler already. That was already grooming him for this. He was grooming for this shit.
Okay. All right. That's conspiracy theory.
Call it what you want.
You know, I don't know if it's true or not. I wasn't there. I'm not privy to being the Bilderberg meetings. Neither are you. You feel me?
Fuck no. Fuck away. All right, we couldn't get in there.
So I don't. You know what I mean? You feel me? I don't know. You know what I mean? But yeah. Stay on the line, Rasky Ross. Well, I got one more question for you, though, Rasky.
Shoot.
I got one more question. Hold on. Let me get back to my question page. Oh, my question page disappeared. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
I'm going to ask you
right here then. How do you think America has handled having a black president?
Let's see. How has America handled having a black president? The crackers don't like it.
Obviously, some niggas don't. Obviously.
The crackers don't like it.
Some niggas don't.
hold on. Crackers don't like it. Some black folks think he's a superhero.
Uh-huh.
Some niggas don't like it. Some niggas don't like it on the fact they got some Uncle Tom niggas. You know, they don't like it on that street. White folks just don't like it.
You're not an Uncle Tom.
Fucking well right, I ain't Uncle Tom.
I expect the Uncle Tom nigga to talk the way you to be that harsh on the president. I'm just trying to figure out your angle comes from the whole conspiracy. The government is all totally evil, no matter what line of thinking. Am I right?
But you got to go back to, you know, in the Bible it tells you how all this, you know, will be played out. It don't say you in direct details like we gonna. We're going to get a black president of this here and that there. But the Bible tells you about everything that's going on. Everything. And guess what? When I really seen that in the Bible, I was shocked like a motherfucker. I ain't going to lie to nobody. I didn't I just say they're going to live detail like that? What part of that you didn't just hear?
Okay, what is it that you read that leads you there?
I'm saying, like, as far as what country's going to rise and how things will be.
Uh-huh.
That's all that's written. It's written. So it's really, really, we don't have no control over it. Even, you know what I'm saying? Even like I just started saying, like, when people say, man, the devil busy. The devil not busy. Sit back and ask yourself, what did you do to anger God for him to allow the devil to be in your life to do whatever he's doing? Because the devil can't do shit without God letting him do it first. Everything is written.
Okay, so somehow you think, and I'm getting ready to go to the next call after this. Somehow you think, in the grand scheme of things, in the super, super duper even big picture of all the paintings put together in one museum looking at them at the same time, all this goes back to biblical times to why you don't support President Barack Obama. There's some difference.
I don't support him on the fact that it's written, all right, it's written, so he's going to do it anyway. So he's doing the wrong to me, so I'm going to be against it regardless.
Okay.
It ain't just Barack Obama. Like I said, it ain't just him as a person. It ain't just him saying, oh, he the president, he black, oh, I ain't going to support him. You know what I'm saying? And if, be honest with you, it's probably out of his control when we go to big grand scheme of things like you just put in your words. It's out of his control, but I still don't like the fact.
Okay. All right. I got one more caller that has her hand raised that we got to make sure. I think somebody else wanted to say something else again. But let me get to Shay. Stay on the line, Rest. If you can, stay on the line. Stay on the line. Shay.
Hello?
Okay, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show. All right. We're in overtime here, people. We're in overtime. So don't need for me to call out the number, because if you're not on the line now, you can't get back in this bitch anyway. Episode 193. President Barack Obama. Shay, overall, how would you grade the president's term in office thus far?
Overall, I'm going to give Mr. President Obama a B. And the reason I give him a B is because, in light of the fact that he inherited a lemon, we'll just say it like that, of a country and what he has to deal with, he has so eloquently and so gracefully dealt with everything that has been thrown at him, along with carrying out his role as president. So I'm going to give him a B, because I don't think any other president would have been able to handle it the way that he does. I mean, he's so charismatic with it. I mean, given the most extreme circumstances, I mean, he still just handles it like, oh, it's no big deal. I'll just deal with this. And he does. So he gets a B for me.
All right. Question number two. Has the president been as captivating and ambitious as his campaign was? Or do you feel like how Rasty feels? He's just more of a just average politician. He's just becoming like the rest of them.
I think that he has lost some of his luster because, again, I'll refer back to, you know, no other president has just been jabbed and jabbed at like he has. And that has got to take its toll on somebody. I mean, when you got the country on your shoulders and making decisions, you know, that's got to take its toll. At first, I think he was like, you know, really hyped up, gung-ho, I'm going to go, man, I'm going to do this for my country, you know. And then once he got in the office, I think somebody else made reference to, he realized that maybe everything, you know, ain't peaches and cream. He can't go in there and just do everything he want to do the way he want to do it. So I think that probably kind of like has something to do with why he just seems like he's not as amped up. And in turn, people aren't as amped up behind him like that, because they're seeing that all of the things that he promised or wanted to do, he can't exactly just fulfill that. So it kind of makes people look at him like, kind of like some of the other presidents, but at least he ain't blatantly up there lying. He's actually making an effort to try to, like, you know, bring to fruition some of the things he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. How do you think, how do you think America has handled having a black president as a whole?
Well, I'm going to kind of quote Tupac, you know, he ain't ready to see a black president, but he's already here. So I think that overall, I don't think America has really accepted him as president. I mean, you know, he is the president, but I don't think they really accepted him as like all the other presidents. You know, they don't give him as much respect. I don't think he's, it's almost as like, you know, he's not taken seriously. That's kind of how I see it.
Okay. We know he's getting far less respect than any other president, but that's from certain people who really didn't respect him. They wouldn't respect, it doesn't matter if they was.
Well, they wouldn't respect him as a man, period.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely not getting the respect as past presidents. That's not even up for debate at all, really, in any form, way, shape, or fashion by any group. Even some of us sometimes we disrespect him. You feel me? What was the best and worst thing the president has done so far? What was his shining moment and his dark moment for you right now?
Other than getting elected, I'm going to have to say, you know, I really feel like he's just a very charismatic, genuinely charismatic person, and the way that he handles things is just, you know, I admire him for that. And I guess on a more physical level, I think his efforts to try to improve the nation's healthcare situation, I'm going to say, because, you know,
he's been the only one so far who's been able to do something about people not having any health care. I mean, it has its, quirks. It's not the best policy in place, but, he was able to implement something. He did do something. I have to give him credit for that.
If he stops these rich motherfuckers from getting these Bush-era tax breaks, I bump him up to a B. What about the darts? What about the low point? What?
The low points, I think his stance on, the troops overseas, I think that was just, I know there's a lot more just involved than just, him per se, but, I think he really didn't exert his power as, chief officer, and I think that he just kind of dragged his feet on that. I really feel like he just kind of dragged his feet on that, and that could have been handled a little bit better. So I'm going to say that. That and the fact with the whole birth certificate situation, I mean, he didn't have nothing to prove with that. I don't think he should have shown nobody his birth certificate. Nobody else had to do that.
Right.
It's like such a small, minute thing, but to me, it's like a bigger message. It's in a bigger message.
It's the fucking principle of it. Damn it!
That's what I'm saying. It's just, it kind
of, the principle of this shit.
That, you keep on rubbing, and eventually, I'm gonna give in. What's gonna happen if it's a country? And kind of makes me wonder, like, what's gonna happen if there's a country putting pressure on him about something? Is he gonna eventually give in and submit to will about that?
Or a particular group, or a particular social class,
just,
whatever.
It just starts with something small, and just kind of makes me wonder a little bit. So, that little issue right there. Kind of negative in my book.
Exactly. And last question, since you already answered 6. Question 5, do you think he'll be reelected for a second term?
Do I think he should be?
Do you think he will be?
Even in light of, some negative feelings people have, about him right now or how he might be dealing with things, I don't really see anybody else who is qualified to run against him stepping up right now. I mean, unless somebody else steps up to bat, I really think it's a possibility. I really do. Because, shit. He can't do no worse than the first year. That's the way, that's where I looked at it. I mean, it's like, he did turn a few little things around, try to make better a bad situation, what started out, a terrible situation. So unless somebody, really wonderful just pops out of the skylight, I don't know that, anybody else is going to be really qualified to, seriously run against him. I mean, Trump? What the hell? I don't think anybody.
Don't bring that cracker's name up. I don't even want to talk about him.
And
fuck
Palin
him.
Is dumb as a box of rocks. I mean,
she'll never win. She'll never win.
I'm just like, really? I don't know about that one.
Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich. These are the people that's trying to.
Ain't nobody gonna vote for him either.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. Thanks for calling the show. All right.
Okay.
All right. Keith, did you want to say something before I go, or did you hit number one or what?
Yeah. Well, as far as what Rex was saying about the president just being a puppet, pretty much all of them are that. They still only have a limited amount of control. You have people that's been with the NSA and the CIA longer than any president has, for the past 5 presidencies. Of course, they're going to be privy to more information. They're going to be really some of the ones that's running shit for real. So if you already know what the situation is, like, how can you talk bad about them? So the least you can do is support them. You know what I'm saying? If you already feel like you know what was going to happen and how it's run, the least you can do is still support them. You already know it's going to be fucked up anyway, if that's the case. So how you going to say, he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that, when you already just said he's a puppet? Don't make sense. But you saying that this white person on this video, it's going to be the same damn thing. If you saying they all puppets, they all damn puppets, period.
Basically. That was my
and
whole
then,
point.
And then as far as with the re-election, it's not even going to be so much of an issue as somebody that's more qualified than him. They're going to play off the sheer hate that people have towards him already.
Right, that's the whole point.
It's not
going to
matter if the person qualified or not.
That's
it's not. At that point, it will not even matter.
Yeah.
They're going to
play
off the sheer, the sheer premise that you don't want him, so pick me, period. Whether I'm qualified or not,
that's
you don't want him, so pick
me. That's it. That's how they're going to fucking win. That's how them crackers going to win. All right, thanks for calling in. Had a great show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. All right, for episode 193, President Barack Obama. The whole show is about him. This is the only show I'm going to probably not ever have. Maybe around election time again, I'll bring him back up. But this is the first time I've had a whole show dedicated to him, his presidency, how people feel about him, whatever. Thanks, everybody, for calling, who called into the show and supported the show. Really appreciate it. Tell people that you need to listen to the replay, because this was a good episode. All right. K100 Internet Radio. Shout out to Avenue for sending in the song, and that went hard. Y'all check them out. I'm going to post it on the K100 page if you want to download it. All right. Catch you guys for episode 194 tomorrow. We out.